This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
If you're Thomas and called earlier on Hot and Bothered, please call back. We need to get your phone number. Your tickets will be at Will Call, the winner for Hot and Bothered. This is KPFT Houston.
Love song. That's on my mind all the time, but I can't express it to you, cause you're already taken, but your girl's a fool. I wish we would've met when you were single. I would've swept you right off your feet and made your body tingle. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel your energy. There's something in the air, we got a sexual chemistry that's so deep. We can't deny it, but when I start to feel that I can't do nothing about it. So I wait, laying back, chilling in the cut, hoping someday it'll just be us. Till then, I can just live through my daydreams. Kinda like a drug, cause I'm feeling like a fiend, or like a teen having fantasies that's distracting me. Sexual by nature make it hard to breathe.
Someday you will be mine.
The way that you're talking, the way that you move is so graceful and smooth. Cause every time you're in my presence, I have to slap myself. My heart skips a beat, you make me wanna melt. I even get nervous and I'm not the nervous type. But it's really rare that I find someone I like. I get a funny feeling down below. I hope you don't notice, I hope it doesn't show. I fix you and dress, then it turns me on. I keep on going strong, I promise, all night long. However you want it, I'm trying anything. I whisper in your ear and I'd even try to sing. Probably wouldn't want me to do that, but I'm kissing on your feet, work my way up your back. You have a little Sade playing in the background. Start on the bed and work my way to the ground. Oh,
someday you will be mine. Hope I'm not out of line. I want you to be mine. No one can love you better. And when it's you and me, oh baby, wait and see. I give you everything. Oh, I can love you better, baby.
Come out with me. It's hard for me to fathom that you don't see me. Together, we got that vibe. Plus I'm a 10 and your girl is a 5. She don't treat you right the way that you wanna be treated. I wouldn't be surprised if she crept and cheated. I don't mean to be conceited, but I know I treat you better. All those times she threatened to leave, I wish you'd let her. We make a cute couple, I'll take you around the world. Being honest and faithful, stay true as your girl. Whatever you want, I try to make it happen. I'll be rich someday from the way I be rapping. Wanna see us in the future, having some kids. We can leave for the summer and go to Madrid. Okay, I guess I'm kinda getting carried away, cause we've never even been out on a first date. Oh well,
someday you will be mine. Hope I'm not out of line. I want you to be mine. No one can love you better. And when it's you and me, oh baby, wait and see. I give you everything. Oh, I can love you better.
Crazy inside, but when I'm with you, there's no place I can hide. I start to shake, my mind's in constant confusion. Reality is just a state of delusion.
like then. You got me laughing and hurting. If you could just see, you'd say that I was disturbing. They put me away. If I go over the deep end, so I'll just jump in and let the thoughts of them creep in. You got me in a bind, because I'm losing my mind. It looks like the lock in the door. I'll be begging for more.
The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Hello, Houston, Galveston, and the world. This is the Saturday, July 28th edition of After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper. I'll be the other one. Hi, how you doing?
Better than I was last week.
Yes, you were really crummy last week.
Thank goodness for $100 doctor visits.
Lovely.
Yeah. Well, 70 to see, well, I guess it was 50 to see him, 20 to get pricked by the cute nurse, not in the way I wanted to.
Wow.
And, you know, another $20 for drugs.
Been a long time since I paid $20 to get pricked.
Same here, but, you know, I would pay for $20 there. Hold on. Someone in the peanut gallery wanted to say something.
I see.
Actually, what I said was, I'm so glad my mic is off.
That's what I thought. Well, not often I'll say this to Judy, but your wish is granted.
Judy Reeves is with us. She is our After Hours quickie, and actually, tonight it's going to be our After Hours longie, actually.
Yeah, the home's not getting you back that quick.
No.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, and our intrepid photographer has walked in. Hello, Paul. How are you doing? Good evening. Good evening.
You know, I've had a request for some early pictures.
You've had a request for early pictures. Where's that?
All the way back to the beginning.
Wow. The beginning.
Would you have any?
Would I have any? Just a couple.
Just a couple.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got a whole photo album. Well, let's see. First of all, I want to say happy birthday to a very important man for After Hours. Today is actually Saturday, the 28th. July 28th is the birthday of Jim Crawford.
Oh.
Jim Crawford, the man who, in the 20-year history of After Hours, was the first one to put on a fundraiser for the show and for KPFT.
That went very successfully.
Very, yes. The station was thrilled, crapless.
That was pleasant.
Does that mean we don't have to whore as much in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, well, I'll see. No, the station was really thrilled, and it was fun, it was diverse, and not only can the station not wait to do another one, neither can Jim. He had a great time. It was, to him, it was fun putting together, and
I guess
great
the threat
of people.
Yeah, I guess the threat of me stripping there if we didn't raise enough money worked.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, both of us.
What do you mean, you stripped?
Well, not exactly.
What would you call it?
I let people peek at my underwear because they were pink.
And then you sold them.
Well, I didn't know that was going to happen. I mean, who thought that anybody would want to buy my underwear? Right?
And the reason we started the show off with...
was new music for After Hours, as a matter of fact.
First was Goddess and She.
Goddess. Yes,
two words.
Two words. Music that's featured on Logo.
I didn't see that part.
Well, it's not in there.
Oh. But it was on their website. Their website's not really a wealth of information either.
Well, they
you get the CD, you get everything that's on the website.
I saw an interview with them on Logo, and they featured the particular song that we played.
Yeah, which was also on the L Word, if I remember correctly.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
And that was, the song was called Love You Better.
Mm-hmm.
And
really catchy. I like it.
Before and after that was Laurel.
That's new music for After Hours also that I believe J.D. Doyle slipped in our box. And it was just, you know, I looked at the title and I thought, now this is a perfect, perfect song for After Hours.
Goodbye Looks Good on You?
Oh. No. No, it was number two.
Sweet Insanity.
Yes, don't you think?
If in that picture her neckline was any more plunging, I believe the phrase, the world will be her gynecologist, comes to mind.
Well.
Look.
That's pretty plunging. Oh, my goodness. You're right. How does she keep them in there?
Double stick tape?
Either that or spray glue.
Maybe it's just latex painted on.
Who knows? Anyway, new music. I always like to have new music. I've got a bunch more at home I need to listen to and bring up here and play. People send me stuff. But I must admit that I don't bring everything up anymore because there's so much good queer music out there that I just like to bring the best.
Surely ought to get that spot on her breast checked.
What? Ooh. Yeah, that's definitely
airbrush. You know,
that's definitely something for the women.
She needs to airbrush that mole.
Uh-huh.
And for those of us who go either way, you usually do.
Yeah. Ooh.
Eye candy is eye candy.
I guess so.
And she's pierced. And that's how she keeps it in. They're pierced. Now if she's pierced there, she's probably pierced there. It's just, you know, clip on, you know.
All the more reason to be glad my mic is off.
It's not off.
Oh, dear. Yeah, but you get to see all the pictures.
Oh, my.
I'm showing it to you. I'm sure.
Yeah, through the dirty glass and the glare. Never mind. I'll come see my own pictures later.
Okay.
Do we need to laminate it before we hand it off to her?
Ooh.
Girl, don't go there.
Well, this is a very, very, very busy day today. Sunday. Yes, because at 5 o'clock is the denim party over at the BRB. That's usually by invitation only. You have to have that clever little handkerchief to get in. Did you get one?
No.
Somebody gave me one. They didn't send me one either, but you know, I found somebody who had an extra.
Knowing you, I have an idea how you got it. Does the person realize it's missing out of their back pocket, or were they too busy distracted in the front?
No, it was given to me knowingly. Yes.
Yeah.
Of course, they thought they were giving it to the museum, but yeah, what the hell?
Yeah, well, the museum will get it used. Ew, I wish I hadn't said that.
That's happening at 5 o'clock. Then I don't know how they're going to do this, because then at 7. Is live 2007 at the BRB.
You're kidding.
I don't know how they're going to do it.
Oh, my God.
Is that crazy?
That could be interesting.
No kidding. They've probably sold all the tables by now. Wait a minute.
You're so confused.
Yes, I'm so confused.
I knew that. There's no way.
Live 2007 is August the 26th.
Ta-da! Take a bow, James. Take a bow.
Never mind. Okay.
Put it back in the list.
Yes. Okay. Put it back to the back of the
Nobody would be dumb enough to go up against either one of those things on a calendar.
Well, that's what
I don't
I
care who
thought.
You are.
You know, I thought that was a little bit odd, but hey.
You were reading fast this evening because I was pestering you.
That must have been it.
And he was preparing? The hell you say?
Yeah, well, he
But I do know that the denim party is tomorrow. Or Sunday. Also, at 8:30, at George, is candidate show for ICOH, and of course breakfast at Mary's at 10 p.m.
If 10 you're into lox and bagels.
A.M. Yes, Mark Cohen is doing breakfast, so that means lox and bagels.
Oh, that means you can finally get a chance to get Stanley into a bar.
No, it's Mark Cohen.
I figured Stanley would go for lox and bagels.
He's out of town.
Oh, yes. He looks so chipper.
I know. He left. He left. It was a short week. So he left on Thursday. Then, let's see. Friday, Tony's at 8:30 is a fundraiser done by Chris Cook, member of ICOH. And next Saturday night is a candidate show in Galveston for candidates for ICOH. That's happening at Third Coast at 8:30. Then, let's see what else here. Oh, I'm going to get with Judy and talk about that.
Aww.
And,
I'm not going to go there.
Yes. Coming up August the 11th. Yes, I know, it's couple of weeks away, but hey.
I'm one of those people that marks my calendar early.
Ah, okay. There is a special presentation. The Sisters of Avalon present In the Garden of Gaia.
Ooh.
The Sisters of Avalon is a dance troupe, and they will perform their theatrical dance production In the Garden of Gaia at the University of St. Thomas Jones Hall Auditorium on August 11th at 8 p.m. Doors open at 7. The evening promises to be a fascinating dance event merging the worlds of tribal belly dance, flamenco, and gypsy dance into a dramatic creation celebrating the progression of life. And this, like I said, is a fundraiser for Assist-Hers.
I got no chance of getting Jimmy there.
For additional information and tickets, please contact us at dubcubed.sistersofavalon.com. Advance tickets are $12 or $15 at the door. And advance ticket purchase, well, that doesn't sound... Okay. You can get tickets at Bering Methodist on the day of the event from 8:30 in the morning till 10:30 in the morning. Then, on Sunday, August the 12th, at Mary's, naturally, 5 p.m., the mother of Montrose, Morgan Fairview, presents her first show, Mother's Firstborn. Please join the newly crowned mother of Montrose as she hosts her first mother's show. And also, on, that's for much later. Okay, that's about all I've got right now. Very light tonight. What do you got, Chris?
Nothing.
Even lighter than that. Oh.
I didn't see anything good online. Well, I did, but, you know, nothing I can talk about on the air.
You were supposed to, because I have to take a quick break.
Well.
Gee, Jimmy, take a quick break. The hell you say?
What a concept. Bye. And then off he goes.
What a mincing way.
Well, we can talk about him.
Yeah, we've got 8 seconds till he hears it out there. All right, I'll pull up some stuff here from the...
Do they hear it in there?
Yeah, 8 seconds later.
Oh, in there?
Well, no, okay. It depends.
I know they do that in the lobby.
Yeah, in the in the front lobby, it's 8 seconds later. In the back lobby and in the back patio... Anyway, the back lobby, it's live. The back patio is 8 seconds later.
And where is it in the water closet?
4.5.
Oh, okay.
some news from the Houston GLBT Community Center. You're probably going to be talking about that with Jimmy at the GCAM Mecca.
Yes. I hope.
Okay.
Depends on how long a break he takes.
Okay.
He's back.
Hello.
I'm sorry. I had to...
Go to the tea room.
Yeah, I'm not even sure I want to know. Boy, I wish I could go that fast.
Okay.
Okay.
I have a sinus infection and my nose was running all down my face, so I had to... leave.
You know, even through the dirty glass with the computer screen between us, that was not a good visual.
Told you didn't want to know.
Oh, well. What can I say?
Yes. So you have nothing?
Not really. I think we've talked about all this stuff before.
Oh. Well.
Well.
So, unplug and go in the other room, and I'll turn off my mics in here, and then I can look for CDs.
Oh, you're going to come in here with me?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so excited. It was so lonely in here. Hi, honey. Plug in. Just don't unplug mine.
I just have to plug in here.
Oh, hello. I can hear you better now.
Yes.
Okay. Which hat are we putting on, as if I need to ask?
Oh, which mic are you on?
I don't know. I'm on this one.
Well, she's on three, you're on four.
I'm on three, you're on four.
Okay, which...
It doesn't matter what one you plug into.
They count in Chinese. Oh, you need your volume?
Can you not hear?
I can hear.
Oh. Because there's a volume on your...
Yeah, I know. I turned it up.
Okay.
This isn't her first rodeo.
Thank you, Chris. You know, I was here before Jimmy was. I was on After Hours before Jimmy was.
Yeah, that's how I met her.
And now he treats me like I'm a poor little waif who doesn't have good sense.
That's how we met, right here,
right.
On After Hours.
We could tell our story. Or not.
Or not.
Okay.
Hey, we've got 3 hours to fill.
We may have to.
Hey, Nancy, you want to answer one of your questions?
Yeah.
Tune in tonight.
Yes, that's right. In March of next year will be 20 years.
the radio show anyway. Or us. No, actually,
us.
We will.
Us. Yeah. September is 20 years from the radio show.
Carp like a fish.
Yes. Well, there was that.
There's a story there. Okay, hi.
First, I want to talk about a fabulous play that we saw last night.
Yes. She was only marginally modest.
Yes, I brought mine too.
Oh, you're so good. I brought mine in big print.
Oh.
You did too. It was. That
was fun, wasn't it?
I've been doing the melodramas at Theater Suburbia for about 18 years now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And I'll be real honest, in the last 4 or 5 years, I've gotten kind of tired and bored, and, you know, I'm just kind mm-hmm. of, you know, you grow away from things.
Okay, first of all, we got to tell people what the melodrama is like.
The melodrama. Oh, well, it is so fabulous. It is like shows from the silent movies, you know, kind
yeah.
of time. When they, it's the
typical, really,
the hero
really, yeah.
and the heroine and the you know, all these wonderful people, the villain, they come in, you know. When the hero comes in, what do, Jimmy?
You cheer.
Yay!
Yay!
And when the heroine comes in?
Ooh.
and when the villain comes in.
Dressed
in his black satin cape and his red vest.
And black top hat and all of that.
Yes, yes.
His
And what else do you do while you're booing and hissing?
You throw popcorn at him.
Popcorn at him. It is an old-fashioned melodrama. It
oh, it's
is
fun.
So much fun. You know, one of them
acting
did years
is
ago,
way over the top.
Oh, Lord, please. One year they even actually tied the heroine to the railroad track.
No!
It was fabulous. We had a train the whole
thing. Oh, year. My goodness.
This is not that melodrama.
No.
But this one is a cast of thousands. There are actually 13 people
yes.
in the show.
Yes, they were here. Yeah, they were
yes,
here last
they
week.
They were here, and they were so excited to see Jimmy in the audience last night. It's like, oh, you came from the radio station.
And the weirdest thing is it was a small audience because...
Very unusual.
Very unusual. The melodramas usually sell out.
It runs an extra week. It runs mm-hmm. 1 week longer and has an extra Sunday matinee.
Yeah.
And they're almost always sold out.
Yeah.
And if you get your reservations in late, you're just kind of screwed.
Yeah, they, no kidding. And I think
in.
It was the rain.
Probably
you know,
so.
The threat of it.
Yeah.
But my goodness, what a fun
oh,
time.
It was.
This
that was
is
so energetic.
The names and the bad puns and the alliteration.
Oh, yeah.
It's just.
And the costumes. The costumes
yeah.
are out of this world.
They're yeah, they
very,
are good.
Very, very much into it. This cast was
mm-hmm,
very grounded
mm-hmm.
and very ready to do this, and the costume showed it, and the energy in that room was just amazing. And,
yeah.
And there were like maybe, what, 20 people in the audience, 25?
Yeah, minutes? I know.
And it was like, they had us off the, you know, on the edge of our seats. We were like cheering and screaming and yelling. They said it was like,
oh,
the
yeah.
house. They were so excited.
And laughing. Oh, my. I've
yeah.
never laughed that much at it
well,
in melodrama.
Really you get to interact with them a little bit.
Yes.
You know, when you get my
yes.
time. You know?
Oh, my God, yes.
In Orland
Especially
Culliver,
since we know them.
Yeah. And, well, they don't know Orland. Orland Culliver, the ICOH emperor this year.
Yes, he was with
us. Was there with
yes.
us last night.
And that was his first time.
Yes, that was his first. And he just laughed until I thought he was going to split a gut. But finally, at the end of it, I have to tell this. You know, there is mm-hmm. one old lady who's had 6 husbands, and she suddenly finds herself single. And she's looking around, and she beams in on Orland, and it's like, oh, I think I found my new husband. I thought he would crawl under the chair. But it was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was.
Now, if anybody wants to go, we're going to tell them how to do that.
Yes, please.
Okay. This is Theater Suburbia.
Mm-hmm.
It's at 1415 West 43rd, just off of Ella, and they're 610.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really very easy to go. Actually, you can just break down Yale and whatever.
Well, actually,
Any
I just go down Shepherd.
Whatever.
Yeah, North Shepherd
yeah.
and turn at 43rd.
There you go. It's playing through August 25th on Friday and Saturday nights at 8:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
I believe tickets are $12, $11 for seniors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also playing 3 Sunday matinees, July 20th, which, oh, that's already gone. August 5th, the 12th, and the 19th at 3 p.m. on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
And tickets, I believe, are $10 for the matinees.
Yes.
And it is. It's just a lot of fun. The
and, of course,
mm-hmm.
there's the after-hours special.
Absolutely.
If you call up and make your reservations and say that you heard about it on After Hours, you get 2 for the price of 1.
That's right. A 2 for 1.
So a nice cheap date.
Tell Doris Jimmy said hi.
Yes.
Tell Alvin Judy said hi.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So that's a lot of fun.
Oh,
it really
yeah.
is. It's a lot of fun. I'll go again.
So
I'll take 15 kids.
Go there and buy a couple of bags of popcorn.
Well, and that's the thing, too. And the popcorn is edible. You and Orla ate it until I was sick.
Yeah, that's true.
And
we were.
It's inexpensive, mm-hmm. but it's fresh enough to eat, but it's fun enough to throw.
Mm-hmm.
And it's relatively inexpensive. I mean, it's basically, they ask 50 cents, but...
Oh, three bags for a dollar.
Yeah, okay. But it's if you don't have that kind of money, and the same thing with the snack bar, it's all by donation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're not going to refuse your popcorn if you don't have a buck.
No.
You know, I know, because I didn't have a buck last night. No. Oops. Messed that now, didn't I? Oh, well. So that was a lot of fun. I'm a good guy.
Well, here it is.
Well, here it is.
In this melodrama, Ma Bell,
yes.
fights to save the Dead Moose Lodge from repossession and somehow manages to hold off the selfish advances of the lecherous judge, Jury McBride. When Granny Fanny is searching for a husband, Prunhilda fights to defend her honor, even though no one is threatening it. Wilhelmina Worm falls madly in love with Turkey O'Trot and fills him with moose munchies.
Now that was a sight to see.
Then Reuben Z. Patsy, undercover judge posing as an inept bumbler, arrives to sentence the guilty and perform the weddings. In the end, the heroine, Marge Modest, is saved by Seymour Stoutfellow and the dastardly villain, Brad Apple.
Yes, because we all know one Brad Apple can spoil
the whole bunch.
Never mind, I can't even say
yes.
Yes, that gives you an idea of what you're in for.
Yes, and Seymour Stoutfellow,
yes.
You know, looking for the dastardly people because he's in the business of arresting dastards.
Yes, he arrests dastards. he was really out to save the moose.
Yes.
Well, with
yes.
a hero's name like that, I was hoping I was stout enough for him, but, you know.
Seymour Stoutfellow. Yes, nice. You thought it was a chubby chaser.
I was. Hey, I openly flirted with him on air.
Yeah, well.
When they said, you know, you can throw popcorn at the
yes.
villain, I asked last week, what do you get to throw at the hero?
Mm-hmm.
Should I tell him the secret of Seymour Stoutfellow? And Marginally Modest.
Oh, yes.
I hate to tell the world this.
Her name is Marginally Modest, but they call her Marge.
They call her Marge. Well, let me be frank with you. No, Frank couldn't make it. I thought you were Marge.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Oh, yes. They do that whole bit.
So, Marginally Modest and, what's his name? Seymour Stoutfellow are actually using the theater set on August 23rd. Third, I believe it mm-hmm. is. It's a Thursday, I think, to get married. They're actually getting married.
The actors are getting married.
The actors are truly getting married
to each other.
Set. All of their friends and family
yeah.
will be there for the wedding and a reception. I know because it's a rehearsal night for me, and we have to cancel rehearsal, which
oh.
is fine. Because I get to, I grew these kids up, literally. I mean, these kids
yeah,
have been
that's
in the
right.
theater. They've both been in the theater as long as I have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've been here since they were kids. And they're really getting married.
It's
like, I just hope to God they're not in costume. You know, that what color was this? Green with orange stripes?
It's something like
horrible.
That, yes.
Ghastly. But so you can flirt all you want, honey. He's going with Marge.
Yeah, they mentioned that. You know, just
yeah.
let me know when the bachelor party is. I'll be there to drive him home.
Ooh. You go, girl. Okay. Well, he'll just love the cast of my new show, won't he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So anyway, if you go to, what's that, www.theatresuburbia.com, or you can call the theater at 713-682-3525
mm-hmm.
to make reservations for the show. And since it is a melodrama, Doris will always call you back to confirm your reservations because they really do come in heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely would recommend this show. It's 3 stars.
Well, this was written by somebody by the name of Vern Hardin.
Yes.
And I hope they do a lot more work by him because
yeah.
that was a funny,
We've
funny
done one
book.
Of his, yeah,
yeah,
it was funny. He really has a grasp on
yes,
the language.
Yes, he does.
And he's very witty. So. See, he's still laughing. It's been 24 hours. And it's short. Yeah, I have to say that, too. The show starts at 8:30. We were out of there by 10:30, and that included
yeah.
a 15-minute intermission.
Mm-hmm.
We were exhausted from laughing, but it still gave you time to go to the party
fun.
If you wanted to. So, enough.
Okay.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. Are we changing hats now?
We're changing hats now.
What hat
yeah, just what hat are you putting on? You're the guest.
Well, we have options. We can put on the G-Cam hat.
Why don't we do that?
Or we can put on the G-Cam Mecca hat.
Let's
put a G-Cam Mecca hat.
I think we ought to do that.
Mecca, yes. G-Cam, G-Cam Mecca, whatever.
Well, because that's more pressing.
That is. And besides, the print is bigger and we can both see it together.
Yeah, that helps,
I want our posters here.
We've been talking about this exhibit at Mecca.
Oh, I hope so.
On the air every week for months and months and months now. Well, weeks and weeks and weeks. And,
okay. I can do this.
Okay.
Okay. We're getting notes here, guys.
Ooh.
Oh, hello. Anyway, yes, you've been talking about this exhibit.
Yes.
It's a very nice exhibit. It's about, actually, it's only about 50, 60 pieces.
It's called When the Parade Was Over.
When the Parade Was Over. It has a lot of Names Project stuff in it because this is the beginning of the of Mecca's big week-long observance of World AIDS Day starting in December 1st.
Yes.
So they'll be doing something for every day for a week.
Yes, and they want to kind of ease into it, kind of.
They're trying to rejuvenate the interest that's kind of gone by the wayside in some organizations here recently, and they're really trying to rejuvenate that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of Names Project stuff in there at their request, a lot of Pride stuff, Pride logos, older logos, and so on. Big enough to see. They're on 3x3 T-shirts.
Yes.
And so a lot of other things, too, though. We have from different organizations, my mind just went blank. Help me, Jimmy. You're the one with the coffee.
Well, we've got some original. We've got lots of original artwork, photographs. Yes, we've got
Apollo.
Yes, an original photo of Naomi Sims.
Yes,
and we have
actually that was a Twit cover. You're talking about the big white with the doll.
Yes,
that was a Twit cover many years ago.
Yes. But that was the photo that the Twit cover was made from. Yes.
Yeah.
We have a painting, a pencil. Watercolor. Of B.J. Summers.
Yes. Very good picture, too.
Yes, it is very good. We've got...
Go ahead. This is testing your brain time. We have some awards that were given to Jimmy Carper over the years, too.
Oh, yeah, we do have those, yes.
Oh, yeah, we do.
A couple of those.
Oh, we have, we have the Gay Olympics poster.
Now, that's the one.
That's a very rare piece.
Incredibly rare, as a matter of fact, because it says Gay Olympics.
Yes.
It does not say Gay Games.
It has a story to it.
The story, and you know that story.
I know the story.
So why don't you tell it?
Okay. These two guys, what a surprise, were actually at the Olympic Games that first year.
The first one.
And the morning that the stores opened and had all the paraphernalia and things that they were selling for the Gay Olympics, they knew that all this falderal had already started, and they didn't know what kind of...
The falderal
being we can't use the word Olympics.
Yeah. No. The Olympic Committee stepped in and made a big fuss and took us to court about using the word Olympic for Gay Olympics, even though... Special Olympics is okay, Dog Olympics is okay, but Gay Olympics they had a problem with.
Right. So Patrick was at the stores at 9 o'clock when they opened. He was like one of the first people in. Picked up this poster and several other items, and about the time he was getting ready to go and check out, just after he checked out, but they were still in the store, the gendarmes walked in and they like confiscated everything that said Gay Olympics on it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just took every bit of the merchandise in the store that said Gay Olympics. Patrick rolled his poster up and put it down his pants leg. And they got out of the store with the poster.
Yeah.
So that's how they escaped. Very few of them did escape. I mean, everything in the store, in people's hands, on the shelves, everything. They didn't shut the stores down. They just took every bit of the stuff and wouldn't let it through the door. So, a little stiff-legged, but he got out with it.
Yes, so
we have that. That's a very exciting piece.
Yes.
That it is actually on loan to us, but it's pretty much available to us whenever we want to display it. We have Series 8 Montour Softball League.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
So we have a lot of stuff there. People need to come by and see it. Now, here's the deal. The exhibit only runs through August 3rd. But on August the 2nd, which is this coming Thursday night, there's going to be a reception, a wine and cheese reception, from 7 to 9 p.m. when all the bigwigs and VIPs, those kind of people, are going to be there to see the exhibit. And anybody, we'd love to have everybody come in.
Oh, that would be great.
A big crowd. Love to have it.
Would love to have everybody in there. Everyone listening tonight, just come to
Mecca.
Yeah,
of course. You can actually see the exhibit from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., but it is a school. And they do have arts classes going on
all day long.
Yes, MECCA
stands for?
MECCA stands for, I have to look for it because I'm tired.
Multicultural.
Education.
Council of the Arts.
Of the Arts, yes. Thank you. You're so good.
And it's located at 1900 Kane Street.
Which is so easy to find once I found it. It's right off of Washington, really.
Mm-hmm.
K-A-N-E.
Yes.
Yes.
Think movie.
Think maybe, okay.
Oh,
Citizen Kane.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. You can actually go down, what is that street? I can't think
Lubbock.
Of it. Yeah. Okay. You can go down Washington to Lubbock.
Mm-hmm.
And turn onto Lubbock, and you go straight down to Kane, and turn on Kane, and
it's right
street
there.
Parking. It's an old elementary school. It was the...
folks that remember the old MCCR church over there off of Washington, it's like a block behind it.
Right.
Yeah.
So, that's very exciting, though, because this is a first for us. I mean, Mecca is primarily Latino-related,
mm-hmm.
and even though they're a 501c3, they're 40 years old, Mecca is, and they've inherited this building, and they're doing all kinds of reconstruction and construction in the building area.
The building is it was the old Dow School.
Dow Elementary School,
mm-hmm.
yes. So it's really very exciting for them. It's exciting for us because we've never, they sought us out and asked us to do this. Now, Mark, that we've been working with Mark and Elizabeth over there, and Mark is actually on the community center board and asked Tim Brookover about us and came in and met us at the community center dinner. So that's really very exciting for us. Now, we have talked about taking the exhibit. The exhibit's only there for 30 days. All exhibits are there for 30 days. We're not standing out in the crowd here. This is the way it always is. And but what they've really talked to us about, and we haven't firmed it up yet, is the possibility of taking our exhibit down on August 3rd.
From where it is, which is in the cafetorium.
Right, with the non-working kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And moving it upstairs to a semi-permanent location where we will continue to let it grow and change and so on there. So we'll have something permanent at Mecca, which I think would be fabulous.
I do too.
I think that would be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And Lizbeth and Mark are very easy to work with and very nice people.
Yes.
And
yes.
Very, very much, you know, Mecca oriented and pro arts and everything, which makes me love them even more.
Yeah.
So, okay.
It's really been fun to do this exhibit.
Yes, it was a lot of work. It's hot out there.
No, any
exhibit
is work.
They didn't have air conditioning in there when they started moving.
Any exhibit is work.
Yeah, that's true. But that's okay.
Yes. So now.
Next hat,
and this is for something coming up in September, right?
Well, no, I was going to go back to the theater myself.
Oh, okay. Let's go back to the theater.
Because it's before September.
Gotcha. Oh, you're going in chronological order here,
yeah.
I see. Okay.
Well, actually, it may not be. This is September. This is before the 22nd.
Whatever.
Okay. Back to Theater Suburbia.
Yes.
While the melodrama is running, I am actually in rehearsals with a new cast to do the next play.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the director of that play. And it's called Poetic License, which, of course, I just love because of my book. But anyway, think about it. There's lines in here that just scare me to death.
I'll bet.
But anyway, have a great cast, beautiful cast. Oh, y'all are just going to drool over these guys. I didn't say that. Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. And the girls did. But they're going into rehearsals now. And we will be doing that show from September 14th to October 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And more importantly, we'll be doing, and it's a funny show. It's a comedy, like another witty show. And
you're doing a comedy?
I'm doing a comedy. Go figure.
You have always done dramas.
I know. I needed some comedy in my life right now.
Wow.
Well, I know. And this is so funny because we had our first read-through last week,
mm-hmm.
and the cast was just rolling in the floor. And I'm telling you what, they're already ganging up on me. There's only five of them. They've got me outnumbered. You know, I've had a cast of 13 before, and they didn't have me outnumbered.
I know.
But this cast does. I mean, we've got the two leading ladies are... You know Chrissy Todd?
Yes.
She's been up here before. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Well, Chrissy and her counterpart is like... darker with red hair. Christy's mm-hmm. tall and thin and blonde, and this woman is dark and red, mm-hmm. red hair, and they're about the same size. Oh. And it's like, they're already at a point where they're finishing each other's sentences, you know.
Sisters.
And, yeah,
sisters.
Really. Ganging up on the director. This is just not pretty. And you can read about it if you want to. It's right there.
Oh.
Yeah, you can read about it.
Aloud?
Sure. Read it to yourself and we'll sit here and twiddle our thumbs. Hello. I just love working with you. This is the old
days. Oh, my. Marty's.
Yes.
Idyllic memories of a poet from her college years rise again when he reappears, willing and able to continue the romance. Mm-hmm. Her regular guy husband, who'd rather bowl than read poetry, seems a poor match against the dashing artistic Brooke Oliphant. Marty's best friend, Janice, who also knew the suave poet when he was a teaching assistant, is drawn to Brooke again as well, especially now that she is recently divorced. Suddenly, their nostalgic used-to-bes contend with the ordinary here and now until the women meet one of the professor's current students.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It's really, you can kind of leave it at that if you want to.
Okay. Yeah,
that works. So, that's going to be the show that I'm doing this year.
And when does it start?
And it starts September the 14th and runs through October the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I don't have the dates, but they can look on the
suburbia.com. It's every Friday and Saturday night at 8:30.
Right. I don't have the dates on Saturdays. Ooh, okay.
You mean Sunday matinees.
I mean, yeah, I don't have the Sunday matinees. Dates.
Okay.
Okay. On September 20th, which is a Thursday,
mm-hmm.
we're going to be doing a benefit performance.
Oh.
For, I never can remember how to say this right. So it's Legacy Community Health Services Drug Assistance Program and 15% to Lexi Bowen Community Center.
Oh,
because,
cool.
I mean, community fund, because we're doing it through ICOA.
Gotcha.
But, you know, I don't care how they make their money as long as they get their money.
Mm-hmm.
And the way this works is, I'll be selling tickets for this performance.
Yes.
And Ginger and Orland will also be the monarchs of ICOH. All of the money that we make goes straight into the ICOH funds for mm-hmm. Legacy. The theater doesn't keep any of it. They volunteer the theater.
The cast volunteers
their time. Yeah. And the cast has to approve my choice. You missed it. The cast has to approve my choice of fundraisers, and if they don't like who we're going to do it for, we don't necessarily get to do it. So my cast is 100% for it. So I'm very excited about that. They can get tickets from me.
Yes.
I haven't seen you blush in about 7 years. This is kind of neat. My goodness, if you're brighter than your picture.
It's not often a tall man with leather pants brings me a red rose.
Yeah, well, I saw him do it. So it's okay. I don't miss that much.
You should show up more often.
Okay, well, moving right along.
Thank you.
Jimmy's also good at making other people blush on this show.
Oh, yeah. Well, he has a hard time getting me to blush, so that's okay.
I miss that, too.
Anyway, if you're interested in tickets for the performance of Poetic License by Carl Williams, and by the way, Carl Williams wrote this, and he may be there that night.
Oh.
You never know. He's local.
Oh.
So they can call me at 713-
Mm-hmm.
692-8735.
Oh, yeah, I remember that number.
Yeah, I used to use it a lot. Nobody uses that number anymore except GCAM.
I know. Well, you got a cell phone.
I know. Life's tough when you carry it on your hip.
Yeah.
Or they can email Orland and Ginger at monarchs@spacecityempire.org.
Mm-hmm.
And they can get their tickets that way. Tickets are going to be $10 for the show.
Mm-hmm.
If we fill the capacity of the theater, which is the capacity is 100 seats, then we'll make $1,000 for Legacy. And I think that's
fabulous.
That would
be great.
Yes.
That would be wonderful.
Yes. So I'm through with my theater hat for the night.
Okay.
Yay. I know you're glad.
So now,
moving right along, are y'all tired of listening to me yet? Does Chris need to play music or anything?
Why don't we take a musical break?
I know Chris gets tired of listening to me. Hi, Chris.
Why are you said taking music?
We're going to be talking about you in a few minutes. Oh, put your headphones on. He's back.
Yes, because we're going to be talking about some GCAM stuff.
Yes.
So why don't we take a musical break?
Yeah, I was just looking at some very scary pictures.
Yeah, I'll bet. Anybody we know?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
How's this for scary?
Oh, I know those people.
Oh.
Well, it could be a lot worse.
Two people in the back of a truck there at Pride Day. Looks like you and me.
Oh, my back.
Your back and my pinkness.
Yes. I was suggesting that somebody should make you a pink kimono one year.
Oh, I would love
that. He would wear it.
I would so wear that. Yeah. Yes.
Since I'm a real girl at the show tonight, is he going to play horse now or what?
Are you going to play horse?
Hi, Chris.
I had queued up music, yes.
Okay, fine. See y'all in a minute.
Click.
built like this. Some folks are built like that. The way I'm built. Now don't you call me fat, because I'm built for comfort. Ain't built for speed. And I got everything that a good woman needs. Some folks zip and run, some folks heave and sigh. You want some of this? You gotta take your time, because I'm built for comfort.
You are listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. I keep forgetting people applaud on that CD.
Yeah, sorry.
After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
And what did we hear?
Well, let's see. Going with my theme, you know, I... One of these days, I'll get one of those top 40 shows and...
Yeah, because you do themes all the time with your music.
Yeah, this one has a double theme. One named woman.
One named woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
We had Horse.
Horse, yes. A brand new CD.
With Make Love to Me.
Uh-huh.
And that was followed up by Suede.
Yes.
With Built for Comfort.
I love that song.
And that last one was Ellis.
Mm-hmm.
With Angel.
Oh, yeah. That's the best song on that CD.
Yeah, I still remember the first time you brought in Alice. I'm like, oh, that's a cute guy.
No, wrong.
Yeah. My father would be happy if I...
brought that cute guy home. Huh?
Hey, tell me the truth. Quick look. You know.
I know a guy who looks like her.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a cute guy.
Yeah. Cute guy. I just, you know... I wonder if I could use a panic
defense.
If
you think
defense.
That guy's cute, you ought to see Joshua Clip.
I told you I prefer his manager more.
Joshua who?
Well, we were talking to Judy.
Yes, yeah, speaking of
which. And we're going to continue to talk to Judy, but we have a timeout here because we have something special going on right here in the studio. We've got some folks from Outsmart who were doing some photos, so we wanted to have the whole gang in here.
Yay.
To see what an after-hours roundtable looks like when we do one. Yeah. We have the whole...
Big Roy's kicking himself at home.
Roy's yeah. Yes, he is.
The
yes.
Photo op, poor
yeah,
baby.
Big Roy.
But.
He's been here for, I don't know, eons and eons.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the coolest one to open the door when I came knocking the first time.
Oh, my.
No, because you would have remembered that now.
No, she wouldn't have opened the door for you.
That's right.
Drunk fat guy with a sandwich at the front door.
He did. I love that.
That was the true story. Yeah.
We love Big Roy.
No, I'm very excited because Outsmart is doing an article on After Hours for our 20th anniversary.
20
which
years.
Which is coming up September
Yay.
The 6th.
Yay.
Remember that date. There'll be questions and prizes for those of you who know that.
I think something else famous
we are going to, yes, I'm going to open it with the original opening.
Okay.
Ooh.
And also play the very beginning of the very first show.
Oh. You still have that?
Yes. Oh, yeah. GCAM has it now, actually. GCAM has all of the After Hours tapes that that I made over the years, and it's quite a few of them.
Quite a few.
Wow, all there's but, a collection.
All but 1 year, they got taped. I think it was like 89 or something.
And most of the show was videotaped. Is actually recorded on a videotape
and then transferred to cassette tape.
But nowadays,
it's been that long.
But nowadays, you go to kpft.org and you can download the show within 30 days.
Or
has some
GCAM downloads.
Yes, Judy, tell us about that.
GCAM records them or does this on their computer and
GCAM.
Can I get a little closer to the microphone?
Gulf Coast Archive
and Museum for Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender History, Inc.
You've had more coffee than I have.
But
we do record them and you can access them from our website, and they don't go away in 30 days is what the good thing is.
And you know how ditzy I am. It was like, a month ago that I found out that Bruce has been doing this for the last year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like filling up all the space, and I'll call him and say, you know, I'm having a problem with my computer again. He'll say, oh, well, I guess we have to buy some more whatever because, you know, KPFT takes up the space.
I had no idea.
I'm just got to pay attention.
Yeah.
Jimmy, are you still trying to convince people that that gray is blonde?
And there's so much blonde.
Well, gray, platinum, platinum, blonde.
Platinum, blonde. There's a difference between... Yeah.
The thing that just irritates me the most is that I have been with this show for 19 and a half years, out of the 20 years, and I have always... been the oldest one here.
Not quite.
We can't be heard from.
The oldest one to be heard from on a regular basis.
I mean, I was the oldest one here until you came.
There you go.
No, it's not that big a deal.
Jimmy?
Yes.
When you're not here, I'm sorry. Merlin's still here.
Yep. I'm the
So used to being the youngest one in the group, and except here.
That changes.
Yes, it does.
As time goes by, you stop being the youngest one. And I can remember being the youngest one in the group once, but we won't go there.
No.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the one great thing about that aging process is with each passing year, you tend not to be the youngest one in the room anymore.
Yeah.
You know.
Anyway, we're thrilled about Outsmart doing this.
We love
this for
Outsmart.
Us. Yeah.
We're just thrilled about Outsmart.
Yeah. And guess who's writing the story?
Who?
Someone who has been a frequent guest on this show, though not lately.
Who?
Nancy Ford.
Yay! Yeah. That rocks. Oh, my God. She wrote that one story she wrote about that family reunion was just hysterical.
Now, ever since I saw the email, I've been, you know, racking through, you know, some of the questions she was asking, going through.
Yeah. Can you imagine this article coming out like, what a world, you know, it would be crazy.
But, I mean, you know, like I said, it's weird trying to go back, and I mean, you can at least remember you were here 19 and a half years ago.
Yeah.
I don't have any clue when I started.
Think about what sandwich you were eating that night.
It was during a pledge drive.
I was so cheap, I bought the stuff, the fixings at Kroger, and made it. No, I mean, the only thing I can remember going back far enough of, you know, when it was the Heaven Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Which
but
is...
But you were...
I was popping in, you know, a year before that,
yeah,
at least.
Yeah, you were.
So, you know... And if I know, maybe they have the record of the first time I pledged.
Yeah.
So funny.
And I can't put a date on mine. All I know is it was within a year, somewhere within a year.
That you did the documentary.
And that I did the documentary for PBS.
Yeah.
And which would have been somewhere within a year of... somewhere between 1997 and 98. 99. Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
98, 99, somewhere in there, I think.
Because, I mean, when I started, you know, there was that, you know, Sarah De Palma was here,
mm-hmm.
Miss Scott Lewis,
mm-hmm.
The Peter and Connie Lingus show.
Yes. That was a hoot.
Yeah. I mean, it worked. I mean, this is...
Well, he was a monk, so he was undercover.
The only time he wanted to get defrocked was when he was at Vivian's.
You know.
No. But no, I mean, that's the part I've been trying to figure out is how long it's, you know.
Yeah, it's around 95, 96, in there.
One of our
12 years, God.
Yeah.
See, no wonder you're not the youngest one here anymore.
Well, one of our former hosts holds the record for making it less than 30 seconds into the show and upsetting the FCC.
That was Peter.
Yep.
Yeah.
I could see Peter doing
17
Hot and Bothered
seconds.
Now.
Oh, yeah.
17 Absolutely. Seconds into the show. I counted.
Do our listeners have any idea what you're talking about?
Peter, yeah. Peter and Connie Lingus was a takeoff kind of Regis and Kathy Lee.
Yeah.
With sexual overtones.
Yeah. Obviously, her name like Connie Lingus.
Yeah, she's... I don't think... Well, you know, when
anybody want to explain Connie Lingus to the folks in this room who never...
No.
Okay.
Those of you who don't know, I'll explain on the patio.
Connie Lingus is, you know, dining on fish but not going to Captain D's.
Yeah.
Dining at the Y.
Yeah. Dining at the Y. Pearl like diving. Anyone else going to give us more euphemisms?
We're done.
We're done. Okay.
We're there.
Going for the surf instead of the turf.
There we go.
Cleaning the having carpet. A bearded clam for dinner.
All right.
We
get it. We get it.
Maybe Wikipedia's got some more.
I wasn't really thinking of.
Do we have any Hatch alumni here?
Well, I'm not an alumnus. I attend currently.
Aha!
Yeah. He so still goes once in a while.
Does that mean I have to pull
once in a while. I go every yep. Friday and Sunday, and I'm on the steering committee.
He's a co-president. Oh, that's wow. Why nothing's getting done.
Yeah, because I only used you. To be. I'm not currently.
I love you.
But now we're...
See, all of that, the Hatch segment, the transgender segment, and... The bisexual segment all started around the same time, and that was 94, 95 in there.
I remember Gigi being on before. I don't remember if I got here before Hatch or not.
Yeah,
but no, that was
and even though we lost the transgender segment for a short period of time, we're getting it back starting next month
at this time, the fourth Saturday of the month.
Yes, yes. I'm very happy about that because there are like no transgender radio programs in this country. None. We would be it.
Ah. I thought there was this. Yes. No, we like to break boundaries.
And I don't know that there's a bisexual regular radio program. David?
Hello.
Do you know of any?
I'm not aware of any shows. I'm aware that there's supposed to be something on the web, a bisexualradio.com or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Going to try to listen to it. Basically, I got an old computer. You know, so a 3 years old computer thing is getting old.
Yeah.
So I really haven't been able to check that out, but reading their websites, yes, it's, you know, mainly, you know, GLBT type music.
Yes, David and Robin, who's sitting next to him, But they head up the bisexual segment.
Well, so far on the air, I haven't heard of any bisexual shows. And on TV, it's very, 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 very rare.
No. And that's the thing. That's the thing we're working for, is to politicize the bisexual community so that they can grow, just like the transgender community and the gay community have done before it.
Yeah, I don't want to feel all alone over here.
It is a hell of a job. Yes.
I was just doing a little quick.
And the regular bisexual segment is when?
The first Saturday night of the month.
Okay.
So we'll be back next week.
Right after the Hatch segment.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes.
There's more queer radio out there than I thought. We're not even listed on this one.
Well, the nerve. The nerve.
There's a queer radio show in Dallas.
Yes, they've had one for
Lambda
one
Weekly.
A couple of queers in Dallas. It's
a couple.
It's amazing.
Just a few.
How'd that happen?
They moved from Houston.
They thought till they got there.
It's amazing how many faces have come and gone as hosts for every segment. Now, with the Hatch segment, you expect it because, well, they age out and they go away. You know, they get on with their lives. And
no, but...
Then they join the college groups.
But we've always had a cast here of regulars that come and go.
So to speak, regular.
So to speak.
Yeah. Regular irregulars.
Yes.
So, it's in the thousands of people who have been involved in this program.
I remember when I first started listening to it, I remember listening to Jewel, and I looked forward to listening to her. She was interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of like you show up, and you all of a sudden, a couple of years pass, and you're like, how long have I been here?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, literally, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, and the virgin finally showed up.
And, you know. Good God. Virgin is here. Just for the record, that's his name.
Yes.
God.
Goddess knows it doesn't refer to anything else about him.
Last time I saw him, he was at EJ's earlier this evening.
Well, maybe describe his left nostril.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
So he's here. Yay.
Move on over.
We're taking pictures.
Pull up a piece of the wall there.
Oh, yes, I will.
That's... For anybody who doesn't recognize him, he was a stand-in for Gimli in The Lord of the Rings.
Okay. Oh, Grant and Jose should be here soon.
Oh, no.
Just thought I'd let everyone know.
Oh, joy.
Oh,
Daniel,
Grant,
what's going on over there? What's happening?
See, we're talking behind your back in front of you.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Yeah. That's lovely.
I know what you mean.
Love you, too.
So what's the topic for tonight?
We're talking about the history of this show, actually.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I was just saying a little bit ago, I mean, it's amazing how many faces have come and gone, and some have passed away, and some have just moved on to other things. And
some are getting old.
And some are getting... You know?
Smile when you say that, bitch.
Smile that. Smile when you say that, yeah. Because, you know... We could arrange it so you don't make it to your next birthday.
Which is next Sunday.
Yeah.
Is it really? Yes, I'll be 20.
Oh. I am a New York Sicilian. We can still arrange it before your
20,
birthday.
20, right. You won't just be a kidding. Teenager anymore. I know. 20 is really more traumatic than 21.
No,
21 was rather uneventful for me.
No, what's crazy is when you find that gray hair, you're like, my God, I hate it.
Yeah, but I've had gray hair.
How old are you, Virgin?
Yeah, just wait till you find that gray hair.
Oh, poor baby.
Just wait till you find that gray hair in your
crotch. I've already found one on my head.
Oh,
I made sure I plucked them out.
Okay, on that note, let's go to a little bit of music.
Yay.
I feel like going a little classical.
Classical?
Uh-oh. Classical.
Classical.
Romanofsky and Phillips?
No, even more classical.
Okay, like some Gershwin.
Some people may have ever heard.
This is a male with one name.
Yeah, I got to keep digging there to find more.
Okay.
A male with one name.
Ooh.
Well, that narrows down the choices, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Do you have the idea who it is?
I may have a vague idea.
These aren't
what does it start with?
This name wouldn't
be Dick or anything, would it?
No.
No.
You wish.
No.
But he's not hanging around
Harry
a Tweety Bird.
Or John.
His name start with an S?
Yes, it does.
Sylvester.
There it is.
We'll be right back.
This is what happens when I didn't pick up a music CD to come up after that. That was Sylvester. You Make Me Feel Mighty Real. And let's go.
Everybody, come on! Everybody loves a muscle boy. A muscle boy is sexy, a muscle boy is hot. A muscle boy is number one. Strutting down the street, posing at the beach with that bubble butt going on. All brick and steel, he'll flex, you'll squeal, yeah! Cause everybody loves a muscle boy. A muscle boy's king, a muscle boy's god. A muscle boy will make you cream. In the showers, in the gym, or stripping at the club, he's your very own steroid dream. So rip and bust, you're wet, you're muff, yeah. Cause everybody loves a muscle boy. Straight boys love a muscle boy. Gay boys love a muscle boy. Straight girls love a muscle boy. Everybody, come on! Everybody loves a muscle boy. Who cares if there's nothing upstairs? He looks good in his underwear. And everybody loves a muscle boy.
Gee, I wonder if that was called Queen for a Day.
Oh, I haven't seen your head bobbing that much since the French Quarter left.
Yeah. I felt like I was in a mosh pit. My.
Temptress with Queen for a Day.
Ah.
For that was Josie Cotton, Johnny, Are You Queer? Super 8 Comes Shot with Everybody Loves a Muscle Boy.
Oh, yeah.
And Sylvester with Do You Wanna Funk?
Yes, we do.
Mm. Jimmy's too busy kissing people in here to talk.
All the tall men are leaving.
Well, it could be worse. You're sitting down anyway. How can you tell who's tall?
Thank you for the leather pants.
You're very welcome anytime.
Now I want to now there's drool on the microphone.
Now I want to see the leather pants on the floor.
It's getting a little toasty.
That's a different show.
That's for when we do nude radio.
Yes.
I don't come that night.
After hours.
Oh, yeah.
I will be out in the boondocks and the heights by then. So, y'all go for it.
Well, we've had fun tonight.
It's really been different.
Been talking to Judy, and then we played some music and had the some photographers from Outsmart come in and had the whole crowd in here and did some fun stuff.
They just snapped and clicked to their little hearts.
Did some more good queer music, and we're back with Judy.
Ta-da! Can't get rid of the old bad penny.
2:33 in the a.m. You're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude.
Okay. Wish I brought my camera.
All I did was sit down.
Yeah, well,
put a thing on the table, and he stops cold. What?
Giggling.
This say anything.
This is a DVD that we've been.
It's kind of like a brown wrapper. Plain brown wrapper.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Leave it to Bobby.
So, GCAM, the Gulf Coast Archives and Museum of Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender History, Inc.
You're the only person I know can say that without taking a breath.
Has a very special event coming up in September.
Yes, we do. And it's amazing. The crowd is gathering because I have some really neat stuff to talk about.
Oh, good.
In conjunction with that night,
good,
too.
Good.
September 22nd is a Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to be on the patio at Mary's.
Oh, naturally.
Yes, from 6 to 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be very exciting because we have the Houston Area Bears
mm-hmm.
are going to open the bar on the back patio for us. So you don't
cool.
have to make that long walk into the building to get your drinks.
Mm-hmm.
You can get them
That's
right
nice.
There on the patio
That's
in front
nice.
Of the stage.
That's nice.
The Colt 45s and ICOH are going to be serving some food.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that Chris and the Big Men's Club are going to be... Uh-oh, Chris looks funny. Does he know this?
No, he knows this.
Are going to be bringing some very special dessert.
Southern
Comfort Brownies.
I am.
September
yes, you
22nd,
are.
Chris. Surprise!
When?
September 22nd.
For the GCAM show.
Arthur's Closet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
He slept since he agreed to this, but then he slept.
Finished that sandwich,
yeah.
I know. Okay,
yeah.
Well, anyway, we're hoping if Chris and the Big Men don't bring their Southern Comfort Brownies, we'll have some kind
Southern
of
Comfortable Brownies.
Southern Comfort. Well, see, I'm...
Yes.
I haven't, yes, it's been a long
yeah.
time since
yeah.
Southern Comfort passed these lips,
yeah,
but we
well,
won't
yeah.
go there. Anyway.
Me too.
But this is... The opening of Eartha's Closet, that
nope.
being the Eartha Quake Tony Wadford Queen Kong Perpetual Closet for Desperate Drag Queens. And I
yes.
said one day.
Very good. And she said that without breathing.
I love it.
What the
I
hell is it with you people and not part of a simple damn name?
Well, I figured that GCAM is such a long name.
Gulf Coast Archive Museum of Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, Transgender, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo, History.
Ink. Don't forget
yes.
the ink.
Don't forget the ink. Honey.
Yeah, Jimmy's age be happy that he can get all that out in one breath.
Exactly.
You can't do PSAs in 30 seconds for that, because by the time you say the whole damn title, it's over with.
Yeah, it's only a 2-hour fundraiser. I have to put the name in now. You know?
Yes. What did they change the gay prize parade to the Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, Transgender Pride Parade?
Now, that was Phyllis Fry.
Good thing they didn't make it past year, because by the time you got finished saying the parade, it was gone.
Certainly was this year.
Yeah.
Well, the reason we named it this way is because we wanted to make sure that it maintained the integrity of the entire concept. Okay, that was very difficult. Now, what we are actually doing on September 22nd is opening Eartha's Closet. Now, that's simple. Two
yes.
little words. opening Arthur's Closet. We can do this.
The closet being?
The closet being a collection of clothing, all street legal, mostly evening and cocktail type things, but some day wear, you know, things you just wear on the street shopping or whatever, barbecue stuff. I've got some barbecue stains on some of it. No.
Ooh.
Anyway, some of this actually belonged to Eartha, some of these clothes.
Yes.
And we also, I inherited a lot of Eartha's jewelry and her shoes and her bags and her wigs and so on and so forth. So what we've decided to do is to perpetuate Eartha's name because she was such a great fundraiser and loved GCAM so and worked at Mary's for so very long, this ex-truck driver, and did so many fundraising shows as Eartha and Queen Kong, that we want to perpetuate her name in the community, and this is the way to do that. What you can do is contact GCAM if you need a drag outfit to wear for an evening or a weekend or some kind of function or whatever. This is mainly for people who only do drag maybe once or twice a year and generally don't have the money to go out and buy an outfit to wear once, you know. Or maybe aren't sure they want to get into drag. And this is the way to do it. They can borrow outfits and do their stage thing. If they don't like it, then they haven't lost any money. And
for merely the cost of having it dry cleaned.
For merely the cost of having it dry cleaned.
And especially if you're not wanting to go to Lane Bryant.
Yes. There you go. Eartha was a mother.
Woman of the earth.
Wasn't a pretty. Now,
a goddess-sized woman.
A goddess-sized. She was a goddess of proportion.
Generously proportioned
generous
girl.
Proportions, yes. Now, I'm glad you said that, though, Chris, because what we are asking people to do in conjunction with this, and not just on the 22nd, but whenever, we're asking people if they have outfits, or for that matter, Jimmy did something really neat. He went out to the
The Legacy Resale Shop.
Yeah, and he
which
found
is a great place.
Yeah, been there. So.
Other commercial.
Really nice stuff.
But he found a dress out there that reminded him of a dress that he'd had in the past that he loaned to drag queens, which has ultimately disappeared.
Right.
And it was his Ain't No Mountain High Enough dress.
Ain't No Mountain High Enough cocktail dress.
Cocktail dress. And he bought it for a mere pittance of what it was really worth.
Oh, yeah.
And he's donated it to the cause.
Mm-hmm.
So we're asking people who have outfits or go to resale shops and get outfits or make outfits, whatever, something they don't wear, something they didn't like themselves in, something they can't wear anymore because they've gained or lost weight, whatever, to donate this to the closet. Now, it will become a part of the closet. But the person who donates it, I don't care if it's Jimmy from KPFT or Jimmy from whatever street, or if it's Jimmy, or if it's Jimmy, you know, Imperial Prince.
Yes.
You know, whatever titles or names you want will go on that piece, but it will be a part of Eartha's Closet.
Mm-hmm.
So you get credit for giving us the outfit, but it goes into Eartha's Closet. Everything will be in Eartha's Closet. It's very exciting. Now, on the 22nd, we're doing a fundraiser. And we'll be introducing some of the outfits. A couple of drag queens are going to be wearing these outfits to do their numbers in. We have a couple who are going to be actually doing numbers in their own outfits and then donating to GCAM after that.
Mm-hmm.
We have some very special things. We're going to have an auction. Besides just serving food and dessert, we're going to have an auction. Jimmy, I brought the titles of all of the CDs we have.
Oh.
Well,
we have a collection of CDs from the
Body Electric.
Out
in San Francisco?
Yes. And it comes in a set. However,
it's a set of nine.
You know, a lot of them are geared for women, and a lot of them are geared for men. So we
and a lot of them are geared for bisexuals or heterosexual couples.
So we thought that, you know, maybe not one person wants to own all of these.
Now,
so we're going to auction them off separately.
But before anybody gets excited, these are not porn films.
No.
These are educational CDs.
No matter what the titles suggest.
Sexually oriented educational CDs. So, I'm going to go with the bisexuals first, okay?
Okay.
We will have, and this is going to go in a silent auction. All nine of them will be separate items. We have The Amazing World of Orgasm. We have Anal Massage for Lovers. We have, can I say these words?
Yes, you can. Okay. You can say all those words.
A little late.
All those words.
Okay, even that last one. Okay.
Even that last one.
Okay.
Even good.
Anal massage for relaxation and pleasure. Now, there's apparently there's a difference in the two. Never mind.
Yes.
Okay, now we'll go with the male just because I'm outnumbered. Okay, we have evolutionary masturbation.
Mm-hmm.
We have male genital massage. And we have self anal massage for men. And I have to say, the picture for that one was just hilarious.
I can imagine.
I'm sorry, this is radio. Never mind.
The contortions you have to get into.
It was amazing. It looked, never mind. We'll have to talk
is
later.
Anything like, no.
Okay. Then we have the female tapes.
Yes.
Okay. CDs, whatever.
Here we go.
Female. I know, Jimmy, just can't wait. Female genital massage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Vulva massage. I'm still in the word bag. Okay, Jimmy, are you ready?
Vulva massage, is that where you would get your car washed?
Right there you go. Are you ready, Jimmy?
I'm ready.
Okay. Zen pussy. Jimmy just loves.
That sounds like a drag queen.
He will be able to talk for hours. It will be now. Thank you very much. I'm sure Miss Pussy will be in our show now. Hey, they can come in the closet and borrow the outfit to wear that.
Zen Pussy.
Zen Pussy.
I can see that's Jimmy's stage name when he gets the pink kimono.
Danny, if he would go on stage under that name, I would make him the pink kimono. Okay?
Can you sew?
Yes, she can.
Yes, I can.
Oh,
yes,
God.
I used to make all my squirt dresses.
She made well. She made Bruce's bridal dress.
I made Bruce's bridal dress.
I've been trying to get.
I'm
somebody
sorry.
To make
I've been trying to
robe.
Live that down for years.
I've been trying to get somebody to make me a hooded robe for years.
Ooh. Maybe we can work something out here.
There is nothing simple about a hooded robe. Trust me, honey.
She's made
anyway,
one.
Anyway, I've made one. I've made more than one. Anyway, so that's what we will have in the silent auction at the fundraiser on the 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
We have some exciting
that
people.
And no, not just that.
Well, no, okay. But we also have another item that's going to be up for auction, not silent auction.
Uh-huh.
Well, so I only have one in my hands right now, but we will have two.
Uh-huh.
We have a lady here. Oh, my God, I forgot the name of it. Something
I never
ferret.
Knew it.
Something ferret, okay. It'll come to me. Anyway.
Okay.
She has done a painting of a combination of Eartha and Tony. It's a picture of Eartha in the larger portion of the painting, and up in the upper right-hand corner is a picture of Tony.
Looking down.
And it's looking down on Eartha. And it's really, it's in some beautiful colors, very vivid. And she has donated this to us to auction off that evening.
Mm-hmm.
And so we will have that. It's going to actually go in an auction. It won't be a part of the silent auction. The CDs will be in a silent auction. We also have another lady. What I did was, I guess I maybe made a mistake, but, you know, I'm young. Well, I'm inexperienced.
Okay.
And these kinds of things.
Gotcha.
Thank you. I put the word out amongst people that I know that kind of do artwork and that kind of stuff. And I said, we're really looking for someone to do something special for us so that we can maybe auction it off and make a little money for GCAM and give something a little special to someone who purchases it. So I actually had two artists volunteer to do this. The one, I already have the painting.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found out the other day that a second one had decided to do it too, but she hadn't told me, and I just now found out she's almost through with it, so I haven't seen it yet. So we will actually have two portraits of Eartha done from photographs, good photographs, to auction off that night. So, again, that's another
cool
opportunity to make a little bit of money and to just kind of spread Eartha around a little bit. I'm kind of hoping that people were really, you know, bid on these portraits and then donate them back to GCAM.
That
so we
would
can
be
put
nice
a little plaque underneath them that says, donated by.
Yes.
You know, I think that would be wonderful because then GCAM could enjoy Eartha too.
Yeah.
So, we have our MCs for the day.
Yes.
Are going to be Bob Boughton.
Mm-hmm.
And Eva Storm.
Yes.
Who just moved to Houston from Chicago. Mm-hmm. She actually got here this week. And we're very excited about that. She's really lively, and she and Bob work well together. I just love Eva. She's so wonderful. And I'm so glad she's moved to Houston. We have DJ Poppy.
There will be no dead air.
No dead air. No. There will be no non-laughter. They're very good at what they do.
Yes.
DJ Poppy will be there.
Yes.
To make sure that there's plenty of noise for us to listen to.
Yes.
And they have a couple of little presentations to do and a couple of little this, that, and the other.
Well,
it's
going to
be a very
nice
exciting day.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have some, actually,
and you,
some
you
costumes.
Already, you already have people committed to performing.
Yes, I do. Yes, we do.
And many more who should be committed.
Well, that's most of us. Honey.
Yeah, well.
But we won't go there. That's in my book now.
Yes.
Anyway, we're actually going to have some mannequins there or body parts or whatever you want to say that will have some
body forms
there that will have some costumes on them, a couple of special things that stay in the museum and a couple of things that will actually be rentable, so to speak. We'll have some examples there of things that they can do. And actually, I have to say this. I'm putting a shameless plug. Vanity.
Yes.
It's a new store on Yale.
Oh, my goodness.
Vanity
what?
Is
oh, it's
wonderful.
Fabulous.
Oh, it is such a fabulous show. Store. Place to shop. Whatever. But anyway, Vanity's a transgender. And she's a beautiful girl. God, she's gorgeous. And so sweet. And she has a couple of our wigs over there that she has volunteered to do for us for the closet. We will have wigs available, and that's going to be a little tough to keep up with, but we're going to do it. But she's doing a couple of wigs for us. Craig Farrell is doing a couple for us.
Yeah.
And anybody out there who does wigs and does them well, or even does them half well, I don't care, who would like to volunteer to help us out there, we have 17 wigs.
Vanity Shop is beautiful.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It's so
and
elegant
they make you so welcome.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah. I could go there every day just for the ambiance.
Yeah.
The ambiance.
Yeah.
Yes. And they have beautiful jewelry. Very, very well priced.
Yes.
Very, very reasonable.
All
price,
new stuff.
All new stuff.
Yes.
It's really fabulous. She's got shoes I'd kill for. Not that I could put them on my feet, but oh my God, they're fabulous.
Shoes
anyway.
You can kill for.
And a wig room.
A
whole room.
You, yes.
A whole room just
room.
For wigs.
Yes.
Yes.
Actually, I had to force myself to buy one. I didn't mention that to you, did I?
No, you didn't.
It matches my dress. I'm wearing twins on that.
What color would that be?
Burgundy.
You bought burgundy. A burgundy wig?
Yes, burgundy and black.
Oh, my.
You're my date, honey. You're wearing pink, right?
Okay.
I thought we'd match.
Well.
Surprise! Do you want me to go through these again and then proceed?
No, that's okay. It'll look like a Valentine's special. It'll be fun.
When Valentine's Day is
I have to get one of those pink ruffled shirts, right?
There you go.
I bet you Vanity has one in the back of the
room. I'll bet she does.
Yeah, well, we need to keep an eye on Vanity because that's a really neat shop.
Yes,
and
it is.
The beautiful portrait of her on the
wall. I forget the exact number on Yale.
It's somewhere between 15 and 16. 15 and 1600 blocks of Yale.
Going out Yale, it's on the
right-hand side. Very small sign.
Yes.
But it's like a yellow house, green house?
It's a dark...
It's a little home.
It's a dark color.
Yeah. But there is a sign out there.
It's a house kind of set back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you want to find it bad enough, go on the net and look for it and get the exact address.
Yes,
I didn't bring it because I didn't think about it.
Okay.
I want to keep talking. I'm having fun. You know, I haven't done this in 20 years. I used to have free mic.
Hmm?
You know.
Yeah.
Free mic. Sounds like a chant or something. But anyway.
Sounds like some of the guys we've had here.
Well, you know, Kay used to do the... Okay. Kay used to do the calendar, and Buddy and I would kibitz about the calendar when Kay was finished.
Okay.
And so, you know, I did have kind of free mic. We talked about 15 or 20 minutes after the calendar. So that was kind of fun. I feel that way right now.
Okay.
Aren't you glad I'm almost done?
Okay, you two have known each other way too long when you're sighing at the same time.
We have been friends a long time. Yes.
And you'll never
speaking
forget.
Of books.
Yes, were we? Wow, what a segue. Yes, James, did you have something to say?
Yes, why don't you tell us about your latest endeavor?
Oh, my God. You really want me to talk about that?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay. Heavy sigh, deep breath, a little embarrassment here. I did not expect to talk about this tonight. I was giving
him
a hard
time. Good at
I know it.
He's good at it.
Jimmy needs to blow something right now.
Oh, Jimmy's blowing.
Oh, you can say that.
Jimmy's blowing.
It's said all the time on here.
But now, truthfully, you know, I'm really very excited about this, and I can talk all night long. So I was kind of dared.
Don't take this the wrong way, but we know.
I know. Hey, you know, it's very little chance a girl gets to talk on this radio show.
I know.
Anyway.
We can't keep him here.
I was.
No.
Go figure.
It's a vagina alarm clock.
Hello. You guys don't scare me, honey. I can take you all with one hand tied behind my back.
Well, it's because your internal clock, you know, the battery died a long time ago.
Oh.
So, you know.
Okay. Okay.
That biological clock. And
Don't ever eat a sandwich I've been around. Okay. Now, moving right along. I have written a book.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually dared to write the book. I wrote a book.
Yes, she has.
And I'm not only very excited about writing the book and completing the book, it is an autobiography. It's the first of four parts. I'm very old. But all books will stand alone. But it's being published.
Yes.
Yay. It has been purchased by a publisher. I'm very excited about that. If we can get through all the legal mumble jumbo. I mean, we've already got the contract. It's a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
If we can get it through all the legal mumbo jumbo and get all the permissions signed for using names, et cetera, et cetera, then they're hoping to have it out before the Christmas rush. So I really am excited. I've started the second book. They've looked at the they've looked at the outline for that. They're interested in that, too. But even more exciting to me is I have someone who's very seriously looking at it to make a TV movie for it. And I'm really excited about that. Montrose Houston.
Yes.
Yes.
On TV. Go figure.
It covers actually like the first year we knew each other.
Yes. This book, believe it or not, covers
a very
interesting life, trust me. But actually, you know, every book is not going to be 1 year long, but this particular book was literally my coming to life, my coming out again in the community. I had done some community work, you know, 10 years prior to this. From 78 to 88, I was with someone else, and I did a lot of community work and went to MCCR like a good little girl and all this kind of stuff. In 1988, I actually did a complete turnaround and literally started my life over again. And it was when I met Jimmy. It's when I met Bruce. It's really when I got really close to a lot of people like Brian Keever and so on down the line. So many of them are gone now, and they're mentioned in the book.
Yay.
The Names Project, when it came to Houston on its original tour, is when I actually met Jimmy. He was going to be one of my volunteers. I was a volunteer coordinator. That was a very important year in my life, not just because I was a volunteer coordinator for the Names Project. Okay, anybody could have done that job. But it had such an impact on this community. And my entire life changed in the course of that one weekend, actually in the course of Mother's Day that weekend, that Sunday. And it was just something that I've always wanted to do. And when I was literally dared by this guy to write the book, I was like, okay, no problem. So I sat down, I did all that. Jimmy's very prominent in it. Bruce is prominent in it. Thank you, God. My therapist, Patrick, is very prominent in it. But there are a lot of people who are. And some of the names have been changed to protect the innocent, and some have been changed to protect the guilty. Some have been changed to protect me, you know. But it really is. It's as accurate a book as I could write, okay? And there are many, many things. KPFT is mentioned in it. Early days in KPFT, after hours are mentioned in it and so on, because I was a part of that. And so it's a real exciting thing for me to be able to do this. The next three books are all on the same line. I mean, they're all not going to, again, cover a year. But so many things happened to me in that. It's actually 14 months period, and Jimmy was a part of all of that. That it's just really neat. And the more I look at it, I think, you know, there's just too much out there to be said. Yeah, it's my life story, but it all takes place in the Montrose in Houston. Yeah. So that's what makes it so exciting. Yes. I'm bringing up names and, you know, I mean,
I'm
talking to an attorney now. It's like, okay, these 14 people in my book are dead. How can I get permission? You know, it's not like I know their families and so on. You know, these are wonderful people. So it's just, you know, those are the kinds of things where the hurdles we're crossing now. Can I mention a name? It's okay.
Sure.
A 20-year-old CPFT after hours name? Okay. As recently as today, I was talking to Buddy Johnson, because he's in the book, obviously, and I need to get his permission, too. He's out in San Francisco. It's like, this is getting complicated, you know. The easy part was writing the book. Everything else is terrible. But
and getting permission from live people is hard enough. Getting them from dead people is almost
exactly.
impossible.
Well,
it just takes a Ouija board and a medium.
There you go.
Well, actually, because
I know people who use both.
Buddy's other half, Roger, also
is in the book.
Is in the book.
Very much
he's
so.
Been dead for for quite a while now.
So Larry Replugel was my favorite. I love to make his name.
Yeah.
But because he was the co-founder of the Houston Names Project with me. So that was, you know, another one of those little things. But there are all kinds of names of organizations and groups and, you know, that kind of stuff that are in the book. So
I made an awful lot of friends through Names Project, too.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I have so many, you know, I can almost do Names Project stories, you know.
from 88.
It's like Naomi Sims would have to be at the top of that list.
No kidding.
Like,
and her sequin.
No. It was a white bugle bee.
A white bugle.
Okay. Here's the deal. Can I tell my story?
No, please.
Okay,
it's a wonderful story.
This is my Names Project story of the year. I was the volunteer coordinator, and they had very, very specific things that you could and could not do, especially in that first tour. They got much more lax as time went on. But in the first tour, all volunteers had to wear white, nothing but white, and that included shoes, socks, the whole nine yards. In fact, when in their quilt, they had white socks on, no shoes. Nothing but white, and nothing else would do, and if you know, we had people literally going out and buying clothes for people who could not afford the white, because we wanted them to unfold the panels and so on and so forth, and people were volunteering and bringing clothes to them because they couldn't afford to do it. Well, Naomi Sims, Newman Broad, came up to me and said, well, I have to wear my bugle beads and my makeup, and I was like, no, you cannot do this. This is not, you know, it's not a drag queen thing. It's not a show for all. It's, you know, you will wear. And I had no idea at the time who Naomi Sims was. This was Newman talking to me. And he said, well, I have to wear my... He's like, no. And I was like, he says, I will wear. I said, no, you won't get on the quilt. So we went this three hands around at every single training session we had, and believe me, they were extensive. Teaching people how to unfold the quilt, how to act, what to do, you know, the whole nine yards. So the day the quilt is unfolded, they actually... The people who were bringing the quilt around, there was three of them from San Francisco traveling with the quilt. One of them came to the unfolding just because one of them had to be with it at all times. So they came in and people were reading names. For those of you who are young and don't know anything about this, as they unfolded quilt panels, we would read names. Okay, and we had our readers up there. They were reading names. And it took about 3 minutes for this girl to realize that they were reading the names of the people as the panels were unfolded. In all other cities, and I had no way of knowing this, in all the other cities, they would unfold panels and just read names. It's like, no, you're going to unfold this panel, you're going to read these names. That's the only way it's going to happen. And it took her about 3 minutes to figure out that that's what we were doing. And she asked about it. I was like, oh, well, of course. That's the only way to do it. Why would I honor John Doe by doing Frank Smith's panel? That's just ridiculous. They call this guy at the hotel and said, you need to come see this. You know. So we had all the Names Project people from San Francisco watching. At the end of the unfolding, which was, I'll have to say, beautifully choreographed. No patting on my back, you know. Newman walks up to me and says, ha ha, I did it. And I went, what are you talking about? I had no idea what this guy was talking. He lifts his foot up, and his sock is folded down over you know, as you do little anklelets, you know, ankle socks. He unfolds the sock, and there's a white bugle bead sewn to the inside of the fold of his sock. It's like, okay, fine. What a mess. You know,
Naomi had to have her bugle beads.
And again, this is still Newman to me, because, I mean, Scott Kamla came running up to another name from history.
Oh, yes.
Scott Kamla comes running. He says, Naomi Sims is here, Naomi Sims is here. This is the first training session, and I went, okay. Yeah, like, you know, excuse me, I've been on the wagon for 20 years. I don't know these drag queens in bars.
She's you know, been like, in the women's community.
Hello,
she doesn't know these drag queens.
So, I mean, I cut my teeth on Marion and Lynn.
Yeah.
What is this Naomi Sims stuff? She says, oh, yeah, yeah. I'm like, well, where? And he keeps pointing across the room like, that ugly guy? It's like, oops.
Newman was not pretty.
Newman was not a pretty man, but he was a fantastic, beautiful, you know, beautiful woman.
There are some very gorgeous women who just happen to be men.
That's true. So, at the party that they gave, we gave for the volunteers after all of this, when the, you know, it was like 2 weeks later when we had our wits about us again and so on. I'm standing there, and we had it at... spirit. That's kindred spirits.
Kindred spirits.
Yes. And I'm standing there minding my own business, you know, and they're doing the drag show and so on. Everybody's having a good time. And it's absolutely knock down, drop dead gorgeous. Bright red dress, bright red lipstick, stiletto heels. The whole and she comes on and she starts doing her thing, and I'm just sitting there with my mouth hanging open. And in the middle of the song, she comes over and she plants this huge kiss on me, and I went, what the fuck is that all about? And at the end of the number, sorry, I didn't say it. I just thought it. And I did not say it.
Chris, stop. Your eyes are going to fall out.
I did remember where I was. She comes up at the end of the number. She says, you don't know who I am, do you? And I went, no. And she says, Bugle Bead. And went, oh, my God. It was so wonderful.
Isn't that a great story?
She never let me forget that.
Isn't that a great story? You are listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude right here on good old listener-supported Pacifica Station, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, and KPFT Galveston, 89.5 FM.
They didn't turn it off when I was telling my story.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I'm sure they didn't. But anyway.
Colorful life.
Very
colorful. Jimmy knows all about it. He knows more than he ever wanted to know about a girl.
When this book comes out, though, I mean, you are really opening closet door to your life.
Yeah, I really am. And it's kind of something that I had to think long and hard about because it's not common knowledge.
No.
And when I say I changed names to protect myself, I did. And the innocent. Except I didn't change Jimmy's name.
No.
Fool, sign the permission slip.
I went to my first names thing, and like when it came to George R. Brown, like 12 years ago.
It was in the George R. Brown in 88. Because Bruce was
that was more than 12 years ago.
Yeah, well, I mean, it came back to the George R. Brown, yeah. But in 88, we actually, because it was a big thing to get it into the Brown in 88, Bruce was on the committee that he was the head of that committee that got it there, and the city of Houston was just like
whichever
dying.
One, whatever year it was in the 90s that they
92 or 94, I can't remember. I think it was 92.
Because it came to several different places in Houston.
Yeah.
After that first time.
Yeah, in very small quantities.
Yeah.
It was a really, big thing.
But you're right. And I attended that one.
It was much easier to get in the ground after we
signed up
around.
As a volunteer for the original one, but then got sick that weekend.
Crap, like a fish.
Because I volunteered for the one.
She'll never let me forget it.
Never.
I volunteered for the one at the George R. Brown the second, that whatever that 90s.
Yeah, you're too young to have done the 88.
Yeah, I wasn't.
You. Okay.
I was 20 in 88.
Oh, shut up.
I wish. No, I don't. I do not ever want to see 20 again.
I do.
Okay, I was 38 in 88. Don't even go there. Okay.
No, don't look at me.
Let's see. But no, it's yes. I have come out so many times in my life. You know, people are, oh, well, I came out when I was in high school. It's like, oh, please.
Mm.
You know, I came out as gay. Forgive me, to my parents, to my mother, in 78. And part of that really didn't care one way or the other. But actually, I came out to my mother and I said, oh, Mom, you know, I've met this woman and blah, blah, blah. Because my mother introduced us. by the way, I'm moving in with her. It's like, oh, my God. So, you know, coming out that way, you know, as queer to your family and so on, that's really tough. The coming out I do in this book is just scary.
That's a whole different
It's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
Because I've had to come out so many times because of this. And I hate to give away the book. So.
And of course, the name of the book is?
It's a very long name, but there's a reason for that.
Yes.
Gee, what a surprise.
We go back to the beginning of this conversation.
Oh, he's good.
I'm going to hurt him. I'm going to have to hurt him. Hi, Chris, I'm going to tell you something that very few people know.
Yeah.
Jimmy is one of 12 other people who know. I voted against G. Cam's name because I thought it was too long.
No, I mean, your book, I haven't heard the title yet, but it can't go out in paperback because the books are so much smaller.
Exactly. Exactly. And this Published America is just going to love it. They've had this, you know, 14 by 28 book.
It's a coffee table book just because of the title.
It's got all the coffee table book because it needs legs. Because it's big enough to put legs on. Right. Put your coffee on.
Oh, wait. What can I say now? Am I supposed to be insulted?
No.
No. It's Chris. The pieces form a heart, but she didn't have a clue. Which is not that bad a name. Shut
what?
Up, Chris. That's the name of the book. The pieces form a heart, but she didn't have a clue.
Okay.
So, see, you asked for the title. Jimmy Surprise, because that's not what it was called.
No, that's not the title. I thought it was.
Actually, the publisher came back to me and they said, it was originally Troop, colon, she didn't have a clue.
Mm-hmm.
But the publisher came back and they said, we have a book with a similar title. And went, oh, no, you don't.
That could
no way.
Happen.
You know? And actually, it was a Troop. It was a problem.
Oh.
So I went, okay, so I will go with Facets. And I was like, no, we have a book that sounds like, okay, you tell me what I want to name my book, and we'll go with that. So he was very sweet. He said, he came back, and he said, please give me three or four titles, and we'll, you know. So I gave him three more titles, and I said, this is the order of preference, you know. Who knew that titling the book would be harder than writing it?
It was.
You know, I wrote the book in 100 days. I'm very proud of that. Because I called the guy, and I said, okay, it's a done deal, blah, blah, blah. And he said, huh? I said, the book. It's done. And he went, you're finished? And I went, yeah. And he said, hang on a minute. So he puts me on hold. He's like, I hear this rustling in the background, like paper, you know, shuffling. Mm. And I went, okay. And I figured out later he must be, you know, swiping back on a calendar or something. Because he says, it's only been 3 months. And I went, yeah, so? And he said, well, I didn't expect to hear from you for at least a year. And I went, you told me to write a book. Give me a break. So I looked at my calendar when I got off the phone. It took exactly 100 days.
Wow.
And it took 48 hours for the publisher to decide they wanted to publish it and 7 weeks to get the contract signed. Mm. Contracts are really pain.
Yeah.
It really didn't take that long, but it seemed like it.
When
it
you
did.
Start getting the legal folks involved.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. It's really wonderful.
But it's really going to happen.
It's really going to happen. And like they've seen the outline for the second one. They're interested in that.
So.
And so Jimmy's going to be immortalized in my book. Mm. Yay. Whoa. Yeah, you really do have kind of the largest part in it. You really do.
Size queen.
So,
it'll
I expect
be the first time in his life.
I expect everybody to come to the book signing party. Because I need to sell books, guys.
Yeah.
Book signing party.
Well, actually, we don't know yet.
We don't know yet.
They've already talked to me about. When I signed the contract, I had to tell them I would be available for travel at their expense if somebody wanted, you know, a TV show or something to pick up, which is not likely, but at least, you know, it's in the contract. But they're already talking about a book signing party at Barnes & Noble. And I have a friend who wants to do one out in BFE.
Mm-hmm.
And so on and so forth. So, we'll see. I'm just excited.
Okay.
Have I kept everybody awake?
No.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah. Do we have some more music?
Hi, other guy. Oh, that's virgin.
Bit.
I know. That's the virgin.
Yes.
Yes. I haven't been a virgin in so long I can barely say the word. Oops, I'm sorry.
Chris,
we're still on.
The last virgin she knew was named Mary.
And that's...
It took a second.
If you only knew.
That's okay, the last virgin.
Oh, are you going to take that one or should I? No.
My sister Eileen. Anyway.
I'll sing if you don't put on a CD. I swear to God I will.
I'm going to try something different and go for some comedy.
Thank you. Coming up will be the round table, the infamous round table. Well, you
I don't
can
think
stay
gonna,
for that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they'd love having me in here.
All we need
we'll
a woman's
life.
They'll probably keep all these guys from talking about dicks.
Probably not.
Woman around.
I mean, I've been around you guys for 20 years. Trust me, it does not stop you. Okay?
You're right.
They asked me to be the one to measure. You know? Oh, please, Louise. Okay, you were saying? Roundtable.
Made her a lesbian.
Thank
so
God.
She wouldn't have to talk about that stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, yes, you were saying.
You want to try something different with a little bit of comedy?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, we need some comedy on this show.
Some stuff we haven't heard in a while.
Okay.
Start with a little bit of sodomy.
Ah, yes.
Ooh. Oh, joy.
That was if I hit the right button.
Space. The final frontier.
Specimen gathering mission on planet Alpha 177.
Mr. Spock is much stronger than the ordinary human being. Aroused, his great physical strength could kill. But it's a risk I'll have to take.
Something bother you, Mr. Spock?
May I say that I have not thoroughly enjoyed serving with humans. I find their illogic and foolish emotions a constant irritant.
Unlike you, we humans are full of unpredictable emotions.
Love. Tenderness.
Yes, yes.
If I seem insensitive to what you're going through, Captain, understand. It's the way I am.
Don't be afraid. Here's my hand. Hold on.
You are beautiful. More beautiful than any dream of beauty I've ever known.
What is your point, Mr. Spock?
I love you. I can love you.
Kiss me. You're out of your mind.
The prospect appeared quite attractive to you a moment ago.
You don't really want to hurt me, do you? Put that thing away.
No, I don't think so.
No! I can't. It's painless and quick.
Entry made by Second Officer Spock.
Possible we may have hit the wrong entry point.
Yes. Very well, Captain.
Try again.
If it pleases you.
What are you waiting for? Hurry!
If you'll excuse the intrusion, Captain.
Bury the hatchet.
An appropriate choice of terms, Captain. I won't fight you anymore.
I feel so weak. I'll be glad when this is over.
I'm behaving disgracefully.
Believe me, Mr. Spock. It was painful. In more ways than one.
I can't.
Captain's log supplement. I've seen a part of myself no man should ever see.
I don't know why I have not been infected.
Thank you, Mr. Spock.
If you ever need a policeman, all you gotta do is holler. They're always there, right on the job. For instance, here's the best one that money can buy.
Help! Help! Help!
I'm a real policeman. Oh, and I'd love to give you the third degree. While gazing at my sexy form, with rapture you'll be stricken. Take one look at me, fellows. In me you'll find some chicken. A ruffian wants to bite me. I gave him one cold gaze. And as I rudely must his hair, I says to him, I says, you're arrested, you're arrested. Now come at once with me. We're going to the station, and a sergeant she'll serve tea. Now stop that tittering, I insist, you horrid, horrid man. Cause I'm a real policeman.
No.
Honest to God, I am. Oh, you're a large one, you are. You know, while walking down the street one day with my girlfriend by my side, she said, look at that horrible fist fight. I think I'll run and hide. But instead of feigning, as you suppose, my smelling salts I drew, and dashing mascara on my eyes, and to the fray I flew. So I says to him, you booger, you're arrested, you're arrested. Now come at once with me. We're going to the station, and the sergeant, she'll serve tea. Now stop the snickering, I insist, you horrid, horrid man. Cause I'm a real policeman.
No.
Honest to God, I am. You know, while cruising in my squad car last night, I came upon two lovely boys parked in a car. I'll be damned, there they are. So I shine my flashlight in the car, and I says, okay, fellas, what's going on in there? One of the boys says, well, nothing, officer. We're just sitting here talking, just chewing the fat, you know? So I said, well, how long have you been parked here? He said, about an hour, sir. I said, you mean you've been parked here an hour and nothing has happened? He said, no, sir. I said, well, here, you get out and hold the flashlight. Let me in there. Well, I'll never forget my toughest arrest was a bartender, big and rough. He says I wasn't a policeman. I didn't look tough enough. But did I bawl him out something terrible? Right then I called his bluff. And fluttering my kerchief in his face, I said, I've had enough. Oh, I'm so mad I could spit. So I says to him, with authority in my voice, You're arrested. Now come at once with me. We're going to the station, and the sergeant, she'll serve tea.
What's the matter with you? Said three times, the sergeant, she'll serve tea.
Certainly, I said it three times.
No, you mean the sergeant, he'll serve tea. Mm-hmm. You don't know your English.
Well, you don't know my sergeant. Now stop that stickering, I insist, you horrid, hard man, because I'm a real policeman.
No.
Honest to God, I am.
And now a preview of our coming attractions.
Manhole Productions presents
Derek John
and Chuck U. Farley in the South Sea Saga,
Buggery on the High Sea.
All right, tie that scurvy dog to the yard arm.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Yeoman Bosom.
Sir.
Read the charges.
Aye, aye, Captain. Simon Kelly. You have been charged with the heinous crime of buggery on the high sea. Eddie Blake.
I'm innocent. I didn't do it. You gotta believe me. I'm innocent.
He's lying.
I am not.
You are so, you big fibber.
Look, I'm not lying, Captain.
Yes, he is, Captain. He's a big liar.
Look, you shut up or I'm going to get you.
You already did. That's why you're in trouble now.
All right, both of you, shut up.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Look, I told you to shut up.
But he's a big fibber, Captain. He's lying.
You either shut up or I'll give you what he's going to get.
And what's that?
50 lashes with a cat of nine tails.
50 lashes? He should get at least 100 for what he did to me, the big fibber.
Look,
liar, liar, liar.
That scurvy dog to the yard arm, too.
Get your hands off me. You smell like fish, you big brute.
Here, give me that whip. Hoist that dog from the yard arm.
Hey, you're hurting my wrist. And this isn't funny now, you guys. Hey, come on. Oh, rip the shirt. How cliche. I suppose you have me walk the plank next
here,
or something.
Here, take this, you dog.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Ah, yes, Buggery on the High Seas. And before that was The Queer Policeman.
Yay.
And started that off with, I forgot already, Spock's Sodomy Party, where somebody went in and took actual audio clips from Star Trek and put them together in naughty ways. I suppose it was a straight person who did that.
Straight person
there.
Sorry?
Yeah, sometimes they do something good.
Criticize all the straight people just as they exist.
Hey, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have people to have. Yeah,
we're not all there.
That's true. My mother was straight.
We haven't worked.
As far as I can tell, both of my parents.
I'm not sure my stepfather was.
My brother's as queer as I am.
See, there you go.
You have a brother?
But he's been...
Careful.
Yes, I have several brothers. And they're all large enough to hurt you.
Oh, hi.
Oh, gee. Let's see, you're Italian. Big family,
Italian,
large
Italian,
people.
Huh?
The hell you say?
Let's remember I am a New York Sicilian.
But Merlin...
Next thing you're going to tell me is they're hairy.
They can mail you to your family in all the various places they live.
You tell everybody you're New York Sicilian like it's not... It's like something new.
Yep. It's time for the Hairy Legged segment.
I saw the chair.
Oh, good. It's my turn to take a break, then. I get accused of shaving, but I don't.
It's not easy.
What are you doing?
Oh, people
are in my place.
Wait, okay. They're sitting in each other's laps now.
I had to stay the chair, you know.
I can't sit.
What you got for us tonight, Chris?
The Daily Rotten kind of disappointed me today.
Oh.
Are we on in here?
What about Towel Road?
That's where I'm at now. Let's see. Reggae news.
Reggae. Well, there is gay in that, isn't there?
Oh, no.
Are we on air?
Yeah, your mics are on in there, so.
Oh, okay.
Watch what the FCC.
So watch what you say there, Virgin.
Watch your language.
You don't want
to. Reggae star Buju Banton has reportedly agreed to sign the Reggae Compassion Act.
Oh, that ought to be good.
Created by UK activist group Outrage.
Oh, yes.
Which declares that musicians, quote, respect and uphold the rights of all individuals to live without fear of hatred or violence due to their religion, sexual orientation, race, ethnicity, or gender. There is no space in the music community for hatred and prejudice, including no place for racism, violence, sexism, or homophobia.
Yay!
And promises the musician will not make statements or perform songs that incite hatred or violence against anyone from any community.
Who is that?
What?
They have to write that.
Yes.
Well, the Banton had been the focus for gay activists since the release of Boom Bye Bye, in which he sings about about shooting gay men in the head, pouring acid on them, and burning them alive.
Oh, lovely.
Again, the sad part is you have to write about it. Yeah.
He previously said he wrote Boom Bye Bye as a teenager, and is not homophobic.
Oh.
Right.
And he was filmed performing Boom Bye Bye at the concert in Miami last year.
I can hear.
The agreement is part of the Stop Murder Music campaign, spearheaded by activist Peter Tatchell, is the result of years of working to try dance hall singers from using lyrics to promote violence against gays.
Well, this guy comes from an island that, where it's okay to bash gays. In fact, it's you know, encouraged, yes, absolutely.
Lovely.
However, thanks, these man. Artists want to get their stuff played in England. Of course, that means more record sales. So right. Peter Tatchell's idea is, okay, we're going to hit them in the pocketbooks. If you are going to have those kind of lyrics, then you can't sell your stuff in England. So, that's...
Well, I have a question.
Yeah.
Can I get into this?
Yes, yeah, please.
Okay, does that mean that they can have those kind of lyrics in the U.S. and the U.K. will still sell their songs that don't? Or does that mean they cannot record songs like that at all, or the U.K. won't sell their music?
Well, this whole thing is relatively new, so it's I think it remains to be seen.
You know, basically, it's a pledge that these musicians are taking. You know, the one person said, yeah, and you know, it's a non-binding agreement.
Right.
They're saying, I promise to be a good boy and not say these kind of things, and not perform these songs that everybody wants me to sing.
Yeah.
But, you know,
it'll be like Eminem and say, well, we don't mean it.
And that's what they're saying. You know,
yeah, that's what. That's exactly. That's what this guy has said.
Aren't these
yeah.
the same people that believe that Promised Land is in Ethiopia?
I don't know. It's Jamaican, and you know, you think a bunch of pot smokers would be a little more mellow.
Where's the
one would think?
Where's the love, man?
Because I know I was.
Anderson Cooper to get a fragrance.
Oh, my. Everybody's favorite gay newscaster.
We'd just like him to get out of the closet.
He is out of the closet.
Well, he only has that one time he kind of opened the door. Janet Charlton reports that Tom Ford is hot on the tail of Anderson Cooper. Trying
who's
to get him
who's
to
hot on his tail?
Tom Ford.
I'll bet he is.
Trying to get him to throw his name behind a signature fragrance.
Mm-hmm.
Cooper has thus far resisted, but his mother, Gloria Vanderbilt, is pushing for it too. If you were to name a cologne after Cooper, what would you call it? Here's some of the suggestions.
As
posted on
here we go.
A Cowell of the Road. Eau de Closet. What did someone just say?
It smells like mothballs.
Mothballs is the next one. It smells like a closet. Dry ice.
Oh.
Armoire. TBA. Talcum by Anderson. Anderson's Secret. The Scent of Ambiguity. Deception.
Ooh.
Ouch.
White Hot.
That ain't hot about it, but anyway.
See, here's a war reporter.
Hot.
They were saying coup d'etat.
Mm-hmm.
Coup de who, anyway?
Let's see. Well, some of you got mean, you know. Lost all credibility as a serious journalist.
Oh!
Katrina number 5.
Oh!
Someone said Keebler Elf because they think he should be selling cookies from a hollow tree.
I don't think anyone would buy his cookies anyway.
AC/DC. Cedar lined. Don't ask, don't tell.
Eau
de bleu. 360. Stench.
Stench?
Spooge by Anderson Cooper.
Spooge? Oh. Buy his spooge, but anyway.
Coming out. C-U-M-M.
Of course.
Man stink. Ass monkey? Ah, Narnia. For a man so far back in the closet. Mini. So it's Mini Cooper. Taint. It's love. Gay flannel.
Yeah, instead of gray flannel.
Chicken coop.
There ain't no chicken left there, honey.
He hadn't been chicken in a while.
Silver tinkle. Silver fox.
See, I would have gone for that one.
Earl Grey.
What about polar bear?
No, he's not doing that. Cooped up. Anderson.
Oh my god.
For those of us who are fond of jewelry, silver stud would be nice.
Anchors away. Grey anatomy. And tarnished silver.
Tarnished silver.
I think tarnished silver is the most appropriate.
Wow.
Ain't that the truth?
I still like him.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's not officially really come out with the exception of his little Freudian slip on CNN. With the late Jerry Falwell.
He did an interview for Details magazine where he talked about his mother, and he talked about being gay, but he's avoided it since then.
Yeah, somebody opened the closet and found him wearing a Freudian slip, huh?
Well.
Basically, yeah.
And he,
oops.
I still think he's drop-dead gorgeous.
Oh, I do, too.
Oh, yes.
When your mother is Gloria Vanderbilt, I mean, you got to be kind of...
Yeah, but have you seen her?
Well, sometimes the designer jeans don't go down. Take a moment to think about that, people.
Let me put it to you this way. Gloria Vanderbilt has been old my entire life.
Yeah. Gloria, lifetime, honey.
Oh, yes, it was.
That's why she invented the tight jeans to kind of get all the wrinkles moving in one direction.
Yeah.
I feel like Gilda Radner's Jewish jeans.
She was...
Jewish
I'm
jeans?
I'm sorry. I saw her on TV.
Yes.
Now, I don't remember her looking quite like this when her jeans were popular, but she looked like an extra... from the Tomb of the Mummy.
Ooh. Well, I bet she does she's by now.
Yeah, that plastic surgery only holds up so long.
I don't think I've seen her since the 70s.
I thought they, you know, only soaked them in formaldehyde after they're dead.
And when you got money, you can do whatever you want.
I guess.
Yeah, that cryo chamber must be working for her.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
But, you know, it's got to be tough for him growing up with a mother like Gloria Vanderbilt, you know?
Because
you're in the spotlight and you're expected to be somebody.
Yeah.
It almost perpetuates that theory that, you know, the domineering mother, the, you know, the submissive father and the queer son.
Well, the absent father, actually.
She does always seem to come off as she who must be obeyed.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he has his father died when he was 11.
Yeah. Isn't it
I'm doing the math right here.
And his brother died.
Yes,
you know, several years back.
Yes,
many years back.
But now here was the part where he kind of first kind of cracked open the door. It was an interview with Jerry Falwell in November 2004. Cooper, well, there are a lot of gay families out there, Reverend Falwell, and there are a lot of gay families out there. I think there are like a million kids being raised by gay parents who say that if you want to protect families, you know, civil unions will give inheritance rights, will give Social Security, survivor benefits rights too. Anderson, well, that's all a red herring. If you want to leave something to your cat, you can do that in your will. It's not a red herring. It's simply not true. It's not true. You know we pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
CNN originally posted the transcript with the "we" as it was shown, but then altered it to say "you." Of course, when you do that, the sentence no longer makes sense.
Yeah.
And down here, you know, they call his, I'm looking at NNDB. The
NDB?
NNDB. It's basically a whole bunch of little biographies. I think it's like National Names Database, something like that.
Oh.
So, sexual orientation, it says matter of dispute.
Gotcha.
And I think from the last time I looked at this here, they list his father, his mother, his brother, and they have a listing in here for special friend.
Ooh.
Julio Cesar Lucio.
Really?
Yes.
So he likes that uncut stuff, huh?
Well, concerning the fact, you know, one of the schools he went
to... the table.
He went to Vietnamese University.
Oh.
Viet U, the University of Hanoi, once they've moved to Hanoi.
University of Hanoi?
Yeah.
He couldn't get into a school in the States?
No, that was his second school.
Oh.
He also went to Yale.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
there
wow.
is that.
Yeah.
That's an all-boys school.
Yeah.
Was that next door to the Hanoi Hilton?
Well, no, it was probably... He was probably going there while he was visiting the sweatshop where they were building
his mother's clothing. wow. Okay, we ripped him to shreds. Who's next?
You know.
Next.
I said it when he died, and I'll say it again. My mother told me never. Oh, it was that you should never speak ill of the dead.
No. You always speak good of the dead.
You always speak good of the dead. Jerry Falwell is dead.
Good.
There's his alleged boyfriend.
And go figure, Tammy Faye actually became a friend of the family before
wow.
she died.
Yeah, well, she had a room with Ron never Jeremy.
It's hard to tell his ethnicity.
Yeah, he's a darker skin.
Was he a high
much.
57 or something?
Oh.
I thought maybe we were going to find out that upon Tammy Faye's death, that she was actually a drag queen.
She was. She just
you
didn't.
Know Merlin, a gay angel.
She was a drag queen. She just didn't happen to have a penis.
Well, she did. She was hiding it pretty well.
Yeah. Under all those ruffles from those dresses
oh,
she wore.
Oh, good Lord, I know, right?
Girl.
Not
her
first husband didn't have a penis.
Because, you know.
That's right.
Those 80s dresses with all the. Ooh.
Something out of designing women.
Anderson Cooper's boyfriend, alleged boyfriend, is 25 right now.
Oh, wow. My God. Which would make him a few years younger than
him. Daddy.
When Julio says poppy, it does mean poppy.
I feel like chicken and I.
No, pollo. Okay, so we'll wait for the lawsuit on that one.
Yeah. Please, kids, we want to make it to 20.
Don't we
That's
all?
That's what he said to his last date.
Oh.
I figure I'm going to hell, you know.
Yeah, I punched your ticket and I'm driving the bus. Let's go.
Well, I'm already on the bus.
I'm trying to see if anyone, anyone in our communities.
Yeah, Virgin will lead us in a round if it's raining, man.
Virgin will get us lost.
No, I won't.
Get you there by car, get you there by the
same. Will Wheaton. God, what has that queen been up to?
What?
Who?
He actually has to say on his website that he's straight.
What?
No, you know, that's a lie.
Will Wheaton?
Yeah.
That's a lie.
Please. Oh, come on.
He was so Nelly in Star Trek.
Yeah.
And
so?
You just see him and Stand By Me.
You know, maybe want to be a somewhere, leech.
Somewhere on his blog website thing, those of us who are Trek geeks, we're glad to see something. Which I will clean up for radio audiences.
Thank you.
Where, you see, there's this whole genre called Slash.
Oh.
Where they have the characters from the shows doing stuff that they never did on TV.
Yeah.
And he said, he was once quoted as saying he was finally glad to read some Slash where he wasn't getting gang raped by Klingons.
But I thought he enjoyed that.
To which all I can say is kapla.
Oh my God, he actually has children too. Now, I mean, his part here in his on his
what do you mean he has children?
He's bred.
As in Michael Jackson children or
let's go.
But now there's part of his other questions on his
well,
blog.
We have a
goes,
caller?
Is it true you're
a caller in it? Line one?
I know, right? Is there?
Oh, Jimmy, when I
oh.
Somebody answer, please.
Oh.
You want to answer the phone?
They're like
yeah, on his yeah, says, is it true you're married? Yes, my wife Ann and I have been married since 99. So you're not gay? I'm not gay, but thanks for asking.
Yes.
Wait, I heard that you are.
Well,
yeah, I heard that too, but since I read on the internet, it must be true, right?
Anybody who wants to keep dreaming about that he's still Wesley Crusher, he's now, you know, they're about to celebrate the 20th year anniversary of the beginning of Star Trek Next Generation.
Hey, he's still younger than you.
Which still makes him younger than me. But
he's just barely younger than me.
I think it makes everybody younger in the room.
Watch it. If you want to continue to get older.
No, yeah.
He's already past that stage.
Well, you got to consider this, okay? With him, you know, basically the only thing he does nowadays is
attend Trek cons and
stuff on VH1, you know. Mm-hmm. I love the 80s, I love the 90s. But you know, there's another one, he's in his underwear, and I like that movie.
Yes.
Toy Soldiers.
Oh yeah.
I
like him in Stand By Me though.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hold on, take his children are stepchildren.
Oh.
Ding 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 ding. Did you say beard?
Well, and his wife was in a movie, was a makeup artist.
What?
He met his wife as a makeup artist in the movie Neverland, which was a gay fantasy movie.
What?
I don't know. I just clicked on the link and it says keywords for the movie Neverland is fantasy, comma, gay.
Okay.
We
coincidence?
I think not.
Signing now.
That's a little too easy a coincidence.
Oh yeah, let's see here. Paste. Finding Neverland. Okay, your mic's back up now, Jimmy.
I've met a handful of Trek folks at cons and stuff.
Oh,
really cool.
Here it is.
Yes.
Okay. See, plot keywords, gay interest, Peter Pan, amusement park, drag queen.
Peter Pan.
Pirate costume.
Well, that'll do it.
Okay. Apparently it was a gay version of Peter Pan, and Will Wheaton played John.
Couldn't be too horrible. It's been on network TV.
John?
John. I,
the
little kid.
I guess it's one of the boys.
One of the Lost Boys.
One of the Lost Boys, or?
No, I'm going to guess it's one of the...
Wendy's brother.
Wendy's brother.
Oh. Yeah, one of Wendy's brothers.
Oh, yes, I do remember that one.
When he was a little kid.
No, not at this... Well, yeah, he was a little kid, and when this movie came out, Will was 20.
Ooh. No, John was like...
Yeah, I know.
I'm five.
I'm sorry, I was checking out Peter Pan.
I'm Peter Pan.
Oh, Jimmy, are you afraid of your own shadow or something?
Honey,
so I'll never grow up.
Boys.
I will never grow up.
No offense, Jimmy, but Jimmy. I'd rather have that Peter Pan flying in my window.
You know, the this is not Montgomery Burns and Smithers here, okay?
God, or worse.
Just question. Just one question, Jimmy. If Peter Pan was in Neverland, were you in Never Really Was Land?
What was that about? It's closing time at Neverland.
See what I have to put up with during the round table.
Life is really tough.
I know.
You need me here more to protect you.
Oh, Jimmy holds his own on this show.
So to speak.
Well, yeah. Well, he has more experience
holding others. But on this show.
But that's McDonald's another. Sign is starting
yeah,
to, like,
these days I don't have a choice.
The McDonald's sign is getting jealous. What are you talking about?
His McDonald's sign is a rainbow arch.
You know, still turning.
Wasn't Christian supposed to be here this week?
Yes, he was.
The guy who called in last week?
Yeah.
I wonder what happened.
Aww. You got a bleeper in 9-1.
Okay, we got another.
Oh, shut up.
Blinking line 1.
Yeah. All right, coming soon to Broadway.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
This is sure to be gay.
Oh, it is Broadway, darling.
Yes. Priscilla, Queen of the Dead.
Yes!
Oh, my goodness.
It's about time.
How are they going to do that scene on top of the bus?
It has been running already in Sydney. It's either coming to Broadway or London's West End.
Can we say that line on the air?
What?
About the frock. Rock, you know.
Apparently, you know, there was another one that were...
Yeah.
There was rumors also of another queer movie going to Broadway. Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, God. Wow.
Spare me.
Mm. Wow. I've never seen Brokeback Mountain.
Now, the rumors that a stage production of Brokeback Mountain are in the final stages of development, and atop the wish list for the two leads are Hugh Jackman and James Marsden.
Oh, that might be worth it.
Yeah, that will be worth it.
That
what are you talking about?
Right there.
Road trip. So we're all piling into Grant's car and going, right?
No, yours.
And now, James Marsden, he's... What is he from?
X-Men.
Wolverine and Cyclops from the X-Men.
Boy, that sounds like like one of the Slash stories.
You can't work a Slash
thing. And James Marsden was in Hairspray.
Yeah, he plays Corky.
Yeah.
Corky.
Yes.
Isn't that the retarded kid on Philip?
I mean, no, it was Corny Collins. That's what it was.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That would be interesting.
Corny Collins.
Corny.
Yeah.
Let's see.
And by the way, you know, I usually despise two words when it comes to movies.
Mm-hmm.
Sequel and remake. However, Hairspray, I think, was actually worth it.
Well, the thing is the movie Hairspray technically is a remake of a remake.
Yes.
You know, it was a movie turned into a Broadway musical, turned into a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Which just...
Although...
That could make you dizzy.
Oh, yeah.
I really wish they'd gotten Harvey Fierstein to do it instead of John Travolta.
I think they picked John Travolta to do it anyway.
I like John Travolta better as Vinnie Barbarino anyway.
Honey, he's several pounds away from not to mention several gray hairs.
Yeah, he's more like Guido now, but anyway.
Yeah.
An audience erupted in laughter at a screening of the movie I Know Who Killed Me where in the movie Lindsay Lohan is hit in the face with a shovel.
Like in House of Wax when Paris Hilton got killed.
Yeah, yeah, that exactly. Was excellent.
Oh, wow. I heard she was the best work on all fours.
That was the whole reason I watched that movie, to watch it.
Yeah, it really was.
It was.
You know,
she died too.
It's good. It is on one hand tragic that, you know, they become famous and they slide right headlong into the drugs, the alcohol, and the pressure of being famous.
Yeah.
It is another thing to make such a complete and utter frell-up of your life that you are on the news on a nightly basis.
Right.
And it's on the regular news, not just the entertainment news.
Now, how about this? When you're getting advice on what you need to do from Corey Feldman and Corey Haim.
Yeah. This should be an indication that you have frelled up your life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have gone the wrong term when these two are able to give you advice on, you guys are screwing up. All part of their promotion of, they're getting a reality series. Have you seen this?
Oh,
the two Coreys are basically, and they're not calling it a reality series, they're basically, they're moving in together. I don't know why, because Corey Feldman supposedly got married. He got that on, he got married on Surreal Life.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Because that was the only way his girlfriend would put out.
Oh.
And so they're moving in together, and so they're on these junkets, and they're all talking about Lindsay Lohan. I said, well, since you know what it's like to be a child star who's really screwed up their life, what advice would you have for Lindsay? Well, quit getting caught would probably be the first on the list.
Right?
Jumping out of the car going, well, it's not my cocaine, it's the black guy. And not even be able to know who his name is, just say, it's the black guy. That's what she claimed. Yeah, that's her latest claim.
Yeah.
I hope Jimmy didn't take all the CD covers, because there's one still in the CD case here.
I just... Why can't they confine that news to the entertainment shows? Yeah.
You're starting to sound like what is it, Mika Brzezinski?
I didn't care what was going on with Lindsay Lohan.
It's like people are dying in Iraq, and we have Lindsay Lohan.
Well, that's the big thing a couple weeks, about a month ago, with Mika Brzezinski.
And who is she?
Well, she is a news anchor on MSNBC. And when they were talking about Paris Hilton, and she got tired of it, and she sat there live and said, told everyone, I'm not reading this. You know, there is other stuff going on in the world. This is not our lead story.
And proceeded to be heckled by the two anchors.
She was heckled by the other two. She tried getting a cigarette lighter from one of them and tried to burn her script on air.
Same thing.
I love to have seen that.
Woo! No.
When that didn't work, she tore it up, and then, you know, of course, because, you know, MSNBC needs the ratings, somebody went to one of the offices and brought out a shredder for her, so she was able to take it over and put her script in the shredder. And the meanwhile, you know, Joe Scarborough was, you know, teasing her about, let's go to the Lindsay Lowe, you know, and put a split screen up of Mika ranting about having this, and and they're showing, you know, Lindsay Lohan coming out of prison or going into prison or whatever it was that week she was doing, you know, into rehab, out of rehab, depending on the week. So,
and just also when we thought it was over,
it all begins with prison.
Danny Lynn made it back into the news with her blonde.
She's going into rehab now? She's been snorting her formula, hasn't she?
After all the things that might have gone through that umbilical cord, you would have thought she'd have spent the first several months of her life in
rehab.
She's through detoxing by now, I hope. You know who we're talking about, Jimmy?
No.
Danny
the
Lynn.
Best.
Anna Nicole's baby.
The best thing that could have been done is for some judge to say, guess what? Neither one of you get her. We're going to hand her to some complete stranger. family, some nice, normal, middle-class family, and we're not going to tell you who they are.
That's an oxymoron right there, normal and middle-class.
Okay, an average American family, as
there
opposed
we go.
To...
Still another oxymoron.
Don't start.
I get what you mean, man.
But you understand what I'm saying. Let's see.
Of course, you know, she's going
to
be the mom.
To the Kennedys, who have a tragedy a year.
Right.
Yeah. Or hand them to a nice, normal, average American family who might have a chance of turning that kid into a normal human being.
Well, no, if they turn over to the Kennedys, the only time you have to worry about it would be, you know, the babysitter would have to worry about it.
Oh, no, that's not the only worst. They you know, let's face it, the Kennedys have...
not the best of luck.
You know, they all so many of them have died of lead poisoning. High caliber lead poisoning.
It's
true.
But it is true, though.
I mean, I don't care. There is not enough money on earth for me to want to be a Kennedy.
Oh, hell.
I'm sure there are some lovely spots in that family, but any family who has been the target of that much horror.
Uh-huh.
You know, that much tragedy. No, thank you! I'll take the happy upper-class middle family that, you know, middle upper-class family that adopted me.
I'll take a family in the project.
In comparison.
Here's a news article for our MBBs out there.
Yes.
What's that?
Inmate convicted of indecent exposure for masturbating in his cell.
Get this.
A Broward County jail inmate was convicted of indecent exposure after a guard complained that he had masturbated in his cell. The jury took 45 minutes to convict Terry Lee Alexander of the misdemeanor on Wednesday. Sentenced him to 60 days in county jail. He had faced up to a year. In November, Deputy Veal, who was monitoring Alexander's cell from a centrally located control room, saw him masturbating while sitting on his bunk alone in his cell. Veal testified that she had brought the charge against him the third time he masturbated in view of her. Alexander had been waiting in jail to resolve an armed robbery case. 12 days after the incident, he pled guilty to the robbery and got 10 years. The sheriff's office encourages deputies to file criminal charges and discourage masturbating in the county jails. He says privacy is one of the rights an inmate gives up in jail. That's why there's no doors on bathrooms. That's why detention deputies monitor what you do and what you and when you do it. That's what jail is. This deputy has brought similar charges against 7 other inmates in 6 months.
Did you say Veal is a she?
Yes.
Okay.
It was a female.
But it wasn't that he was doing it in front of her.
No.
There happened to be a camera.
She watched the camera. Yeah.
In his room.
Well, she's getting her thrills off or something?
Probably.
Veal, what is that? That's some kind of young man.
He was...
That would be Lamb.
By himself with the door closed and locked. And masturbating.
During jury selection, the defense attorney looked at 17 prospective jurors and asked, how many among you have never masturbated? No hands were raised.
Liars.
That's because they were all busy doing something else.
He was convicted of indecent exposure.
Oh, sorry.
For 60 days. Insert your joke here now about your lawyer not getting you off. Spending a long, hard time in jail. And he wasn't able to beat the rap.
Oh, man.
Yes, I went there.
But that, that seems a bit ridiculous.
Not to mention redundant. How do you punish somebody for that?
I know.
You're already in jail.
What the hell else are you going to do? Probably ain't going to get any. Probably in God knows how long.
That's right.
And God forbid if he's heterosexual, he's definitely not going to get any opposite sex stuff.
The sex he's going to get, he ain't going to want.
He ain't going to want. Exactly. So of course you're going to masturbate.
I mean, for crying out loud.
But you can't even beat off in jail anymore? Jesus.
I know, right? That just tells me not to go to there, to go to jail there, you know?
What else is there to do?
Maybe she needs to go masturbate.
Yes, I will.
First, she's going to get in public. Research too funny. What county she get arrested?
Trying to see here. So I saw something earlier in the week and I forgot to bookmark it for me.
Oh. You glad we on air right now?
Yeah, hurry up. We only have a couple of minutes left.
Yeah, so.
Because Messerschmitt is here and they are itching to get on the air.
Aww. They have a cream for that, you know.
Oh, well.
Oh. Dun,
dun, dun. There he is.
All right, that's right.
He's looking mighty creamy.
Oh,
he's
here
looking
we go.
Mighty creamy, I might add.
Creamy. Two radio. Two.
Page not found.
Yeah.
Aww.
Two television stations have a little bit of trouble. They unbuilt, but they called and requested call letters for them.
Yes.
One of them is in Hawaii.
Uh huh.
They're going to be about this.
They're going to be changing it because apparently they did not like the radio, the TV call letters of KUNT.
They did not try to get those call letters.
No, they got them. They were.
What?
I don't think they asked for it. It was just assigned to them.
Oh,
and
my God.
K-U-N-T. And the station manager didn't realize it. The person who bought the license didn't realize it until someone mentioned it. What those spell. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay. So he's requesting a new title.
I can imagine.
There's also another one that was recently given out that internet savvy people will recognize. It
yes.
was K-W-T-F. What the fudge?
Oh, yes.
And they say
hey, is that the 24-hour news station?
WGF, huh?
They try and clear out those kind of stuff there. Although there was a station in Denver, I think they said, that's KCUF.
So see it.
KCUF. Go backwards.
Yeah, spell that one backwards.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
You have to think about that one.
Uh-huh. It's like,
oh boy, that's screwed up.
Yeah, they came with a cutesy way of how explaining what it is, you know, kind of like, you know, Colorado's keeping something something. I forget how they worded that little thing to try and keep it clean. And
yeah, well, it didn't work.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're at the top of the hour almost.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Ale. All good
we
things.
We probably have to play a couple of things, don't we?
So I guess next week we'll be here again?
Maybe.
Yeah, you know.
We might let you in the door.
You better.
Make way. Make way.
All right. You've been listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, listener-sponsored commercial-free from the Gulf Coast. Do your quick shout-outs, anybody.
Much love. Blessed be. And all that happy stuff.
Okay.
Let's see. And if Randy is listening, that cute, bald, black hottie that I know, see you soon.
Hey, for the Radical Fairies, I had a joyful day today on the Lyrette. Hopefully we have future events.
Yes.
Have a good night, everybody.
Good night, y'all.
You can listen to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. If you want to get in touch with us, contact with us, you can send us an email at afterhours@kpft.org, or you can send us snail mail at After Hours, care of KPFT, 419 Lovett Boulevard.
Love, TT.
Houston, Texas, 77006.
Not just a zip code, but a life.
And we love to hear from you. News items, current events, love mail, hate mail.
Dirty pictures!
And we'll get them on the air if we can.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's time for your PSAs.
District Day on Saturday, August 18th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. 14 museums will offer free general admission for you to enjoy fascinating exhibitions, hands-on activities, and performances throughout the day. Take Metro Rail to the district or drive and park right inside. Then board a free shuttle to visit and enjoy each museum. For more information, call 713-715-1939 or visit online HoustonMuseumDistrict.org. Museum District Day is brought to you by 14 participating museums, Channel 11, Texas Monthly, the Houston Chronicle, and commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio, KPFT Houston.
Good things come around every so often. This good thing's been coming around for 20 years. Year 21 is coming up Saturday, July 28th at the Last Concert Cafe. I'm talking about the Watermelon Dance and Summer Social. What a great time at this family-friendly event for all. White Ghost Shivers, Blent, Plump, Pot Roast, Fallen Folk, Bruce James, Thread Atlas, Opie Hendrix, Kenneth Scott, the Hightailers, and Jennifer Grassman will all take their turns on stage just to please your ears. These local musicians work hard all year long, but they take this day to stop and salute KPFT. The $10 door fee benefits the station. So come on out and enjoy a slice of the other red meat. Icy cold watermelon. 1403 Nan Street, the address for the Last Concert Cafe. Saturday, July 28th is the date. We'll see you out.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.